likely to be forced into doctor shopping or the habit of getting multiple different pain medications from different doctors.
Since 2007, more women have died from opiate pain reliever to overdoses and car crashes. This is ABC News.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Larry Levin, and I've been on the trading floor for 23 years. I was one of the biggest traders in the S&P pit. I'm also the president of Trading Advantage, the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional day traders. Now, for a limited time, I'm offering one of the trading techniques I use to make $1.9 million for free. Get started right now by calling 800-288-4092. See your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique.
What am I supposed to do? Well, the government seems to be cheating, selling us to the enemy. And those who are supposed to be preaching are no worried.
I can't. working at and coming to. You have all types of these things going on, and people are just tired. But I'm going to bring up the first call of the day. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Jeff, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great.
All right. Hey, listen, I was listening to the trial, and one thing I noticed that they didn't focus on was the fact of at what point did he pull his gun out of his holster? Now, they heard somebody screaming in the background, and to me, it would appear as though they would examine the fact as to whether Tavon saw him pull that gun out and then started running and started yelling for help. That would make more sense than anything else, because if somebody pull a gun out on me, I'm going to start running. If I'm a young kid, I may even start screaming. I mean, and they never focused on that fact. They just like they're trying to get around it, man. It just don't sound right to me. I mean, I'm not even an attorney or nothing like that.
Right. I understand what you're saying.
I'm not even an attorney or nothing. And you know, it's like common sense is just being phased out, man. You know, this world coming to something, man.
Well, I don't think is what's going on. But here's what I'll say. They got into a tussle, but what's going to have to be proved is whether the tussle was caused because of what Zimmerman did. Now,
we already know that, but what I'm saying is this. They need to focus. I'm not trying to cut you off. This is your show. But they need to focus more on at what point was that gun pulled, because that boy started screaming. You know what I'm saying? Something frightened him and made him run and started making him yell for help. And it would seem as though that he saw a gun. And listen to what I'm saying. If he saw a gun, that would take out the fact that, you know, George Zimmerman acted as a result of self-defense. That clearly would mean that he was the pursuer.
Well,
they're not focusing in on that. And I'm like, wait a minute, I'm not even an attorney. I'm hearing this man. They're trying to let this guy go deliberately. I mean, it's not about race to me. It's about the truth versus a lie.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And you can see how they're trying to elude the truth. I mean, you can see that.
Well, here's what I'll tell you. Here's what I tell you. Both sides, it's their job to defend the people that they're representing.
Okay.
The prosecution is going after the Mr. Zimmerman.
Right.
And he's trying to prove his case, and the defense is trying to prove the innocence of their guys. So you have both sides being told. I watched as much of it this morning that I could. And
not to cut you, Jeff, not to cut you off, but to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, when you go to court, it's two sides to the story. How is it that they stood up and showed that clip yesterday, and he was not even cross-examined?
He's being cross-examined on it. I mean, don't believe you me. They're going to do what they need to do, and they're going to do what they need to do. But what has to happen is that you have to make sure that all bases are covered and intent is proved, and that's what they're doing right now.
Well, frankly, to me, I'm going to tell you what I believe, and I could be absolutely wrong. I believe George Zimmerman jumped out of his vehicle, and he might have said something to him, and he pulled his gun out. And when he pulled his gun out, that boy started running, and he started screaming. You know what I'm saying? Because you could hear him in the background.
He wasn't running. He got shot at close range. So
well, I'm saying George Zimmerman might have caught up to him or something. Something.
No. What happened was just what happened. He cornered the boy inside that apartment complex, and he came out trying to get away. And when he did, that's when you got what you got. Okay,
but
so
you see my point, though. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They should be focusing more on at what point. I'm trying to understand what I'm saying. I understand what you're saying. At what point did he pull that gun out of that holster? That's what they should be focusing on.
You know, like I say, he did it while they were fighting on the ground. There's no doubt about it. But,
but listen, Jeff, check this out, though, man. If somebody got me on the ground beating the daylights out of me, I don't think I'm going to be able to pull a gun out of my jacket. I mean, so out of my holster. And something else, George Zimmerman stood up and said that the guy, he felt the guy tugging at his gun. It was raining that night. Didn't he have on a jacket? How did the boy know he had a gun?
Well, he said that that's not something you can argue, okay? Because it'd be very easy for him to figure out that Zimmerman had a gun, and Zimmerman claims that Trayvon went for the gun, but there's no evidence of that, and he said that he grabbed the gun first, pulled it out of his holster, and shot him.
And listen to this. I think when he came into the police station, I think if I'm not mistaken, I think he had on a jacket. How did that boy see his gun? Or did he just feel his way through it? What?
No, they were in close proximity to each other. They were wrestling on the ground. There's no doubt about it. Okay, they got eyewitnesses that showed that just before Trayvon was shot, that they were on the ground and probably the Trayvon was on top. The problem with the whole situation is this, that Zimmerman elicited this situation because the stand your ground rule says that you have the right to defend yourself if you feel your life is in danger. And you got a guy on top of you that you done ticked off in the first place. He probably came out and said, "What you following me for?" Zimmerman never said, "I'm block watch." That's what I want to hear. That Zimmerman identified himself or not. That's what makes the difference to me. If he says I told him I was block watch, and he said, "Well, I got a problem with you," and start beating him, then he's justified.
Right.
But
it's a combination of a couple of things that just don't sound right, man. And people can clearly see that. Like me and you was talking the other day when we were saying, it seems to me as though, you know, everything should be vice versa. That boy was just simply defending himself. It seems that way.
Right.
But
well,
man, like you say, they twisting it up.
I'm pretty much in agreement with you, but I got another call. So thanks for calling. You can call back anytime. You know that.
All right,
my man. 330-205. You're in there.
Hey, Jeff. How you doing today, Sticks?
Hey, Sticks.
Hey, yeah, there was some testimony yesterday. I don't know if you saw it or not. They replayed the tape of Zimmerman at the police station the night it happened, and the prosecution played it, which I thought was really strange, where he said that he was walking back towards his truck when Trayvon confronted him. That he actually turned around and broke off trail and was walking back the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
Also, for the other caller, according to Zimmerman, and this is what it's going to boil down to, is who believes who, and who they ultimately think was the aggressor and not. But according to Zimmerman, Trayvon had him on the ground, was beating his head on the concrete, and then reached for his gun, and he unholstered it and shot him point blank in the chest.
Right.
Also, I seem to remember, and I don't remember, do you remember when we had Masada Ubon talking about this right after it happened?
Yeah.
Were you listening that day? I seem to remember, and it hasn't come out in the court, that there was he was shot with a Glock, and there was something about that gun that was damaged, and it could only be damaged in that matter if somebody had their hand around the barrel when the trigger was pulled.
Well, I mean, that doesn't matter because I understand what you're saying, though. To me, that doesn't matter, and this is why. Heck yeah, if somebody pulls a gun on me, I'm going to try to grab that barrel and push it out the way. He never identified himself, Sticks, and so Trayvon still doesn't know that this guy is somebody official. Huh?
But if he broke trail and started walking the other direction, why would you turn around and go back to confront him?
He has to try to get out the neighborhood.
What he's saying is true, and I don't know whether he's true or not. No,
that's my point.
He said, Zimmerman told the police, in that, did you hear that tape, that he turned around and was walking back to his truck, and Trayvon turned around and pursued him.
That's what he says.
Now, if that happened, that, in fact, makes Trayvon the aggressor.
It really doesn't.
If I put my back to you, if I put my back to you and start walking away, then you have no right to turn around and come after me because I have broken off the thing.
Well, I mean, this has to be remain to be seen here, Sticks, and this is why I say. And I know you'll not disagree on some points of this, but first of all, but the policeman kind of supported your argument this morning because he said following somebody is not necessarily an illegal act.
Right.
However,
and I understand, and I understand you and I are looking at this through two different sets of eyes.
Yeah, but that's okay because if that is true by their law, which isn't by what the law I saw. But if that's true, then he is justified. Because no matter what he did to instigate it, then it doesn't matter. You can just do whatever you want to do to somebody, follow him, make him feel uncomfortable. But he had the boy back behind. When the guy ran, he ran between the apartments to try to get away from him, which he told his girlfriend, I'm going to try to lose him. And the girl, and then he runs away. And then here it is, Zimmerman says he's running back toward, he's walking back toward his truck. But I don't believe that report. I believe that he was looking for him still, and the man jumped out and said, what are you following me for? And that
very well could be.
Yeah, but either way it goes, you know, we don't have his testimony. I'm just telling you what I think, because right. I would have done the same thing. I, you know, if he's walking up on me, he's looking for me and walking around, and I think I can take him, I'm going to jump up and I'm say, why are you following me? He tells him, what do you mean? He doesn't say, I'm block watch. I'm here. Are you lost? Or you know, we've had some break-ins, and we're real concerned. He doesn't say any of that.
Right. Like Tracy often says, if you're in my neighborhood, you don't belong here, I'm going to ask you if I can help you find where you need to be.
That's what has to happen, and that's what he did not do, and that's where I think this is a manslaughter charge, but I really think there's a great possibility of him being charged with this murder. But we're going to have to take a short pause for the cause. You guys can hang on, 334. You'll be up next as well. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We're going to pay some bills. We're here also on Blog Talk Radio at tracyandfriends.com. Be right back.
Fit Family, unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit AIWHealth.com.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone. At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF and OEF vets who've got your back here just like they did over there. So now, I'm never alone. I can get the resources I need and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home, or meeting people you can share stories with, you'll find it at IAVA.org. Even if it's just everyday stuff.
Like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say that?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by Iraq Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Bosch is the quietest dishwasher brand in the U.S., and now Bosch dishwashers feature a new third rack that gives you 30% more capacity compared to Bosch two-rack models. See yours at your local Bosch retailer today.
This is John McCaslin and Dana Mills. Catch us on America's Morning News weekday morning, 6 to 9 o'clock on News Talk 600 WSOM.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll-free 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at TracyandFriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
Avoid the rush and listen to us. Tune in to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, weekdays noon to 3 on News Talk 600. We cover the local and national issues that affect you and your community. Get talking to Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
And we're back after doing Tracy and Friends, Jeff here. And we're talking about current events once again. And we started out with the Trayvon trial. There's some other things I want to try to get to before the top of the hour. But it is true. There's a lot of things going on in this trial and a lot of information, a lot of inconsistencies and consistencies. But like I said, the only thing that I would tell you and I would say to anybody is that Mr. Zimmerman did not identify himself. And I think that that makes him culpable in the situation. I don't think that you have the right to run after somebody just because you see them in your neighborhood. I'm not feeling that. 334, you're in the air.
Yeah, I feel you 100% about that, not having the right. But what upset me just a second ago was when I heard I think it's Sticks. He doesn't deserve to be, like, not deserve, or he doesn't belong, as if he can't walk through the neighborhood trying to get back to his house. Well, doesn't belong imply, you know, it has to do with who he is. Because if he'd have saw an elderly white woman, he would have just sat in the car. So obviously doesn't belong has to do with him being black with a hood on his head in the rain walking. That's what it meant. And to me, case is really open and shut. The guy's innocent. What's his face? Trayvon was innocent. He's walking home, and he's dead. And you are supposed to be a security guard. You pursued him. I don't have anything else. I mean, it's really open and shut. If he does not go to jail, if he goes to jail for a year or two and get out, you know, I mean, that's sad because that kid was innocent.
Well, here's the thing. This is going to be one of the landmark cases for civil rights in America for African Americans, because what it is saying right now is if he is, first of all, if he's found guilty of a lesser manslaughter charge, I understand that. Okay? I do understand that. But if he's found not guilty, period, then this is what it means for you and I. That we are suspect if we walk down any place that we don't necessarily live. We're not allowed to visit somebody and walk through a neighborhood. We're not allowed to move into a neighborhood and be brand new and go on a walk through our neighborhood because you're black.
I had police called because I was we were driving through a neighborhood looking at some properties, and the police were called.
Thank you. It just happened to me last year. Happened to my wife and I last year, driving. I live not in the direct area. I live like about 3 miles from this area that I was driving through because I was looking at these houses and I was looking at a venue that I had played at and was saying, well, this is where we were when we played such and such as party. And then I was looking at these houses because it's around the golf course. It looks beautiful, you know. It's a place that I do want to live, you know, very much so. And this gentleman came out, and he said, well, what are you doing around here? I said, we're just looking at potential building sites. I think that unnerved him a little bit too. But, you know, because the neighborhood was I'd say lower upper class income, and well maybe you better not drive around here because we've had trouble around here and you know this that and that. I said, look, Doc, you can see my license plate, you can see everything. I said, you can't tell me where to drive. If I want to drive through here for the next hour and a half to 2 hours, I will. And you can call the police if you so desire. So that's what you do. And I drove off, and I continued to look through the neighborhood. See, I'm not going for this anymore. I'm not going to allow it anymore to happen to me. I'm just not. I'm sick of being profiled. I'm sick of people looking at me as if I'm a suspect just because of my color. And
well,
if
Jeff,
I'm in it, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I think we're getting into true definition of words now because people call it racist. I think a better definition is prejudice, prejudging me based on my skin color. You're making a preconceived notion about me as a person, as an individual, based on
idiosyncrasies
about it. And I think that more a lot of times is called racism. And I think that which is, to me, more like white supremacy is racism more so than. So I just look at stuff like that. You know, me and you both agree ideologically on a lot of things politically, but when it comes to racism and prejudice and things like that, people are deluded to sit up here and not understand why people aren't upset or are upset about Trayvon, because this is a kid that went to the store to get some candy, on the cell phone, walking and talking, and he's dead. And I don't care what your motives were. I don't care if you were trying to protect the neighborhood or whatever. You obviously don't, you know what I'm saying, should not have done what you did. This guy's dead. And a police officer getting up making a testimony is really sad because it's clear he has some sort of connection with the police. I think his dad or something is a DA or something alone. Not
yeah,
DA,
it's ex-DA down there, yeah.
Yeah, so it's obvious that, you know, he has connections with the police, and I'm sure those guys probably knew him and I knew his father. So he's
got
a lot of privileges because of his bloodline, and that upsets me more than anything. So this guy deserves jail, and I don't think he deserves no manslaughter. I think it should be murder. Now, what degree of murder, it may not be preconceived, but you went with the intention to engage. And when you intentionally engage someone, you intentionally do not identify yourself, and that person ends up dead, that's all I need to know. Because you're not being security, you're going into confrontation with someone because you think you Rambo.
Well, here's the thing. Like I said, this is exactly the case, and that's why I could see it as manslaughter, because I don't think he had the intention of actually shooting him. I think he had the intention of catching him do something so that he could be the hero, and he handled
that,
very
capital,
stupidly.
Capital punishment, I mean, not capital punishment, capital, I think they call it, you can have different degrees of murder, and I think intent is what kind of makes the difference. But when you start talking about manslaughter, that's a little different. So, but I think it's murder, because he chose not to identify himself. He crossed over from manslaughter. Now, had he said, "Yeah, I'm security, and I'm just trying to look out for the neighborhood," fine. A lot of times, I personally get offended when people come up to me and ask me, "Can I help you?" A lot of that's offensive, because at the end of the day, a lot of times when that happens, you're doing nothing to offend someone. You're just like he was, walking, minding his business, and, "Hey, can I help you?" Now, you don't have no reason to come to me and talk to me. I'm walking. You see I'm walking. I'm not, you know, loitering or doing something. I'm in transit. Leave me alone. Don't come bother me. But just because you see me walking and then you stop me in the middle of me walking, I know what I'm doing. No, I don't need your help to walk. So leave me alone. People just, that's the problem. You coming up asking him, "Can I help you?" You're not being a security guard. That's not what security guards are supposed to do.
No, that's my point. That's my point exactly, that we need to make sure that this is dealt with. This is why this case is being paid attention to, and it doesn't it's being paid attention to, and the black-on-black murder that happens daily is not being paid attention to. Now, the media is wrong, because they tried to immediately make this a racial intention thing on Zimmerman part by taking out parts of the 911 call. Now, that started the flame, but what it did is it set people on guard. So now you have a polarization, and I'm trying not to be too emotional about it, because, you know, but I am emotional about it, because this represents me. This represents me, because the neighborhood I live in, there's not too many black people in. And guess what? I don't usually go walking through that neighborhood, but if I start it, I don't want somebody following me through my neighborhood. In another neighborhood,
How would you feel, Jeff, if they asked you, "May I help you?"
It happened to that just happened to me 2 weeks ago. I was in a little. No, I didn't, because you know I was driving slow and looking for the place that I was going.
If you need directions, okay, that's different. Okay, but if you were walking,
no, I was driving. I was driving slow, but if I was walking and somebody asked me, "Can they help me?" I'd say, "No, thank you. I'm all right." And then if they're trying to get at something else, they're going to have to come out and tell me. That's the difference. I have a right to walk. You don't have a right
because
to stop me from walking.
What I'm trying to understand is, how did it go from you're being security, you're chasing the guy. He runs because you're chasing him. Then when you get up to him, you didn't say, "May I help?" If you said, "May I help you?" The guy asks, and then the guy says, "Well, why are you following me?" You don't say, "Well, I'm security and I'm just trying," because now you know that looks racist off. Now, so, you know, it's not racist, prejudice. So you off the
right.
Top, it's clear what you're doing. You think somehow that 2 weeks later, you know that this is the guy that broke into some house 3 weeks ago. And what you going to do, take his hand and cut it off and go see if his fingerprints match some guy's fingerprints and lift it off the wood? I mean, just total stupidity. He should be locked up for stupidity alone.
Well, he was very stupid. Now, this is what I totally agree with. But once again, like I said, I'm trying not to offend anybody. But at the same time, I want people to understand that, you know, if you're Caucasian in this country, or a Caucasian lookalike as Zimmerman is, that there is nobody's going to really follow you, not unless you look ethnic.
But, Jeff, nobody can relate to being a black African. There's a chance that you could get killed by the police.
That's why we don't call the police. Because they say, well, why didn't Trayvon call the police?
There's a higher probability of you being a black male of getting mistakenly, quote unquote, killed by the police.
I'll never forget.
Or beaten by the police because you refuse to identify yourself. Like, why? If you know your rights, why do I have to give you my ID? I'm just riding, minding my business. Next thing you know, you're getting tasered. It happened. It happened.
So it happens all the time.
What bothers me is when I hear people act as though that doesn't happen, because you got a lot of people that have this attitude, well, I'm not doing anything and it's not my situation, so why should I care if they're harassing X, you know? And then I think these politicians aren't speaking up and saying something and saying, look, these, you know, we need to kind of police the police, because it's not in a lot of cities.
In certain instances, you do. And our caller Alex alluded to that this particular area is a Bubba type area. Now, like I said, people want to forget that things happen a certain way in this country like that. And it happens, there's a lot of it that happens every day. It's not just, and some guys are on the wrong end of the law anyway. So when something happens to them, people discount it, even those of us that look like that person. And that's a problem. That's a problem. And the thing is we have to be solid about this, and we can't let the Jesse Jacksons and the Al Sharptons determine which cases they're going to be involved with just because there's going to be a payday involved. That's the problem with that. But we're going to have to pay some bills here in a few seconds, man, and get some news in. So if you want to hang on, or call me back after the break. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. I'll be right back. Jeff in the Air Chair.
I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News. A Mahoning County grand jury has indicted a man for trying to solicit sex from a 12-year-old girl from Sebring. Joshua Reynolds of East Oregon Avenue allegedly met the girl on the Internet. According to court records, he will be allowed to leave house arrest for his wedding, which is this July 6th. A man was found dead inside his home in Warren yesterday afternoon. A neighbor called 911 to report a foul odor coming from the home at 1003 Hemlock Avenue Southwest. A 56-year-old man's body was found by police officers. The man's name was not immediately released. The Ohio legislature has approved a state budget that cuts personal income taxes, revamps Ohio's school funding system, and adds new abortion restrictions, sending the measure to Governor John Kasich. The Republican-led House approved the $62 billion two-year spending blueprint yesterday by a vote of 51-43. You're up to date. I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News.
Are you looking to save money on your heating and cooling bills this year? Quality Windows can meet all your window needs while improving your curb appeal and increasing your home's value. Family-owned and operated since 1998, Quality Windows lifetime warranted easy maintenance windows can save you up to 35% on your energy bills. They'll bring the showroom to you.
Hi, this is Kevin Goldberg, owner of Quality Windows. Call us today for your free in-home estimate at 1-800-863-9344. And you won't have to worry. There's no high-pressure, three-hour sales pitch with us. We don't require down payments, and we also have many different financing options available. And our prices start at just $179. And if you call in and mention this ad, receive an additional 20% off our Timeless series. And all the Quality Windows come with a true lifetime warranty.
Get your free estimate and more info at QualityWindowsLLC.com. 800-863-9344. Quality Windows. You've seen the rest. Now come see the best.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
The James D. Winter Jr. Arts and Culture Center welcomes you to Theater on Three in downtown Sharon, July 18th through the 20th. A Pocket Full of Rhymes takes to the stage at 7:30. Mother Goose introduces the next generation to her greatest hits in this energetic musical review. This show for children ages 2 through 8 is based on beloved Mother Goose nursery rhymes and children's songs. Parents, grandparents, and children will enjoy the classic songs set to catchy contemporary music. All children will get front row seats where they can dance and interact with the performers. Doors open at 6 for a free dessert and candy buffet with lots of children's activities before the show. There are fun drink specials for mom and dad, too. Make your reservations today by calling 724-983-8222. That's 724-983-8222. For more upcoming events, visit accsharon.com. Sponsored by Cumulus Radio and Quaker Steak and Lube.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
They're dealing with their Jimmy Cliff there playing his thing there, the children's bread. Yeah, I love reggae. I had the pleasure of playing in a reggae group with a guy by the name of Rudy Fowler. And Rudy is one of the greatest entertainers I have ever met. He's one of the greatest guys I ever met on a stage. And I do owe a lot of my ability right now to be a front man because of being with Rudy for about 2 years, and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed him, and he and his wife, Sherry, and the rest of the guys in the band were great people. I had fun. Anyway, we're talking still about Trayvon Martin trial and all that's coming out. The trial's not over, and the one thing that's really bothering me right now is Sean Hannity. I tolerate Sean to a certain degree because I agree with him politically a lot. And I know that's some people out there, oh my God. Yeah, I do. Because politically, I think he's right on a lot of things, just as well as, don't say it out loud, that guy on the other station. Now, Tracy does not like Rush. I have no problem with him. I do think he's sort of racist at times. That's my opinion. My opinion. Because he doesn't understand it. He doesn't get it. But nor do most Caucasian people in the country, because understand something, and I don't want to offend anyone. Please listen to me and listen to my heart. Because you aren't the ones that put me in slavery. You aren't the ones that made up the rules and the laws like Jim Crow and the Black Codes, which I invite everybody to study. please study Jim Crow and the Black Codes. If you study Jim Crow and the Black Codes, you will see clearly who it is today that's perpetuating the racism against black people. And might I say, it is not the GOP. And I'll leave it like that. But you will clearly see, if you study who started the Black Codes, if you study who started Jim Crow, you will understand why Trayvon Martin can't walk to the store and come back alive. Why it's even possible for him to be dead right now. Zimmerman had not enough respect for the young man to tell him, I'm Block Watch, where are you? I mean, are you lost? Because then anything happens after that, he's justified fully. You'd get no problem out of me if he got attacked after that. Because at least Trayvon could say, man, you following me, you didn't tell me nothing. I was scared. Because that's what it was. And the reason why I know is because I've been in his position. I've been chased out of neighborhoods. A friend of mine, a good friend of mine, he and I played together every day. The day after Martin Luther King got shot, we were riding our bikes through the park right next to our house. We went up on the other side of town to go to the doggone Dairy Queen. We go to the Dairy Queen and we ride back down through, and people, one guy ran out of his house with his German Shepherd and sicked his German Shepherd on us. Now, you tell me that that was justified. We didn't do anything. We're riding in the street, not even on the sidewalk. They didn't have much sidewalk in that neighborhood at that time. We're riding down a road that leads back down into the park. So I understand this situation here. And I hope you're hearing me. 330-781-9600. Or on our internet lines, 1-347-945-5229. So, understand, I'm not just talking, I'm not telling you because I'm just like the baiters that are out here, the race baiters. I've had this type of situation happen several times. Right around the corner from my house, another guy sicked his German Shepherd on us, going down to another little ice cream place that was right by our house and open at that time. And I remember one of my other friends, we ran up the middle of the very busy street that this was on, and we split up at the same time. The German Shepherd zigged when he should have zagged, and he got hit by a car. These are tall stories, maybe, but they're true. So that one, the dog lost, and so did the master, because he lost his dog. You must understand that people still do these types of things, and it's in their mind, in their heart to do a lot. Now, I'm of no situation where I'm telling you that there's any one group that harbors the hatred of minorities in this country. And I'm talking about a regular civil types of organizations, political organizations. That's the deal. I'm not saying that these people, everybody in that organization is this, even though I see people do it to other parts of organizations. Everybody's not prejudiced, and everybody doesn't mean me harm. But there are those that do, just because of who I am. So we'll leave that there, but I want you to understand it. If you disagree, give me a call, 330-781-9600, 1-347-945-5229. And guess what? I never stole a thing in my life. Never stole a thing in my life. I was scared to death to steal, because my mother and father would have beat me within an inch of their own lives. That's how hard they would have beat me. They'd have beat me so hard that they would have been about to die. Caller, you're on there.
Hey, Jeff, can I tell you a small story about how I'm being victimized by race? I mean, it's just...
Well, I mean, go ahead.
Now, listen. I started playing. Listen, and this going when I first take off with it, you know, just don't cut me off.
Well, don't go too long crazy, because we're about to go to a break.
Listen, I started playing the lottery, and you know what happened was, as I played the lottery, people began to impede upon me. All right, now after they began to impede upon me, I went to the Civil Rights Commission about 7 times, and I filed 7 cases. Now, as a result of me going to play the lottery, they're trying to say, but I know it's due to my race, that as a result of me playing it, it's creating chaos. But listen to what I'm saying. It's not about when I go to play the lottery. It's about what happens as a result of what somebody else is doing when I go to play the lottery.
Well,
but listen to me. As a result of my race now, they're doing some unusual things to me. So I'm just on the subject of how people treat people because of their race. I'm being treated in a very unusual way, man, and it's all due to my race. Now, true enough, it may be some black people in it, but it's all about me not having my rights being equalized. Because if I was having equal rights, nothing like that would ever happen.
Well, it's kind of,
you understand what I'm saying?
I hear you, but it's kind of hard to get to, you know, because we don't know the specifics, but I know because you got those cases, you can't really give me any specifics, but
I basically just cut it short for you, but basically what I'm saying is the main reason why I'm not getting anything done about it, regardless whether it's a black person in it or a white person or whatever race, is because of the color of my skin. My rights are not being obliged because I'm a black man, you know what I'm saying? And so I'm just commenting on that as far as how blacks are, you know, not treated equally. I'm not a racist.
Okay.
I don't have no room to be one. But because I'm black, you know what I'm saying, if I give somebody white something, they'll go around and scrutinize somebody white because they got it from a black man.
Well,
you understand what I'm saying?
I hear you.
And that's basically going on with me, you know, and one day I'm going to call back and give you all
the... Yeah, give me some specifics when you can, and then we'll go from there. Because that's not going to help us right now. But thanks anyway for calling. And I'm praying for you.
I'll holler back at you later.
All right.
Yep.
Yeah, it is really, you know, really something. Like I said, you get things that happen, and you don't get any release or relief because of everything that happens. You can't prove it many times because it's so covert. And then other people that's over you going to think like the person you're accusing because they look like them, which is not right. It's not right. It's a legal thing sometimes, and they can hold you up. They can play legal shenanigans, and they can keep you screwed up really bad. Been there, done that. We'll be right back after these messages in the top of the hour news. Afternoon, Tracy and Friends. We'll see you.
News with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600, WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. If you are a woman, you are more likely to die from prescription painkiller abuse than in a car crash. The CDC says overdoses of women skyrocketed 400% since 1999 compared to 265% among men. ABC News senior medical contributor Dr. Jennifer Ashton.
According to the CDC report, in the year 2010 alone, there were just over 15,000 deaths amongst women, which were attributed to a drug overdose.
OxyContin and Vicodin are among the most commonly abused painkillers. Detroit getting a big boost. Ford says sales rose 14% in June. Chrysler's gaining 8%. General Motors, 6.5%. Michelle Krebs, senior analyst for Edmunds.com.
There's a lot of pent-up demand because people kept their cars through the recession. They've kept them so long. They're as old as 10 years old. That's the average age of the cars on the road today.
Not just the big three, though. Japanese automakers also reporting solid gains. A massive wildfire burning in Arizona, which killed 19 firefighters this week, is still 0% contained, but it didn't grow in size overnight. State Fire spokeswoman Karen Takei said this message for the hundreds of evacuees.
Look next to you and look at your family and say, I have my family. And that's probably the greatest treasure that they can have while they're going through this pain, because some people are going to go home and not have their family now.
Sad scene, meanwhile, in Prescott, where the 19 elite firefighters were killed.
Inside the fence here at Prescott Fire Station Number 7, the cars and pickup trucks of the fallen firefighters remain. They're parked where they were left on Sunday when the firefighters arrived at work and went out to fight the flames. Now these vehicles seem frozen in time, left by the firefighters who were gone.
ABC's Alex Stone in Prescott. The Dow is up 43 points. The NASDAQ is ahead 10. This is ABC News.
Ladies, when was the last time you were happy with your body? If you're like most women, it was before you turned 40. That's because age 40 is when hormonal imbalance starts causing symptoms like hot flashes, sleeplessness, low energy, irritability, and lack of sexual desire. It's not your fault. And you don't have to let these symptoms reduce your quality of life anymore. Because now we have Ambaren. Ambaren is clinically shown to balance hormones and relieve the uncomfortable symptoms of menopause safely and effectively. In fact, Ambaren is so powerful, we promise you'll love your body again. Right now, you can receive a guaranteed risk-free trial of Ambaren with a 30-day supply free. Call now and we'll send it to you today. 1-800-654-6449. And when you call right now, you'll also receive our amazing weight loss program for women over 40, absolutely free. But you have to call now at 1-800-654-6449. That's 1-800-654-6449.
The FAA is looking into a terrifying near miss between a Spirit Airlines flight and a skydiving plane.
Passengers on the jet had no warning.
The plane took a sudden jump down in altitude, enough to where we were lifted from our seats. The entire cabin was screaming and crying.
Janet Dunnebeck and her two daughters were on the Spirit Airlines flight from Detroit to Dallas Sunday evening. The pilot of the Spirit jet was told there was a skydiving plane nearby as he was taking off. He could even see the smaller plane. But then, suddenly, that alarm in the cockpit telling the pilot to dive from 14,400 feet down 1,600 feet.
ABC's David Curley. Police in Atlantic City, New Jersey are looking for three men who stole about $500,000 worth of jewelry at a store at the Borgata Hotel during the casino's 10th anniversary. Happened Monday night. They got away in a dark-colored vehicle. ABC News.
trying to sell your
Is your car's air conditioning not blowing cold enough air? Bring back the cold in under 10 minutes with Do-It-Yourself AC Pro. It's fast, easy, and you don't need any special tools or skills. Go to acprocold.com for the store nearest you.
Going back to the My Vegan thing, you cost me a lot of misery and all total $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite. 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and my dog has been cured. Abby's a 5-year-old silky terrier. She had like chicken pox on her belly, clusters of bumps on her back, and she was allergic to like 70 some odd things. So the dermatologist, it was like, oh yeah, just keep giving her needles every 10 days. But she's not clearing up. And then it came up on my radio, Dynavite.
Dinovite.
859-428-1000.
And I was like, oh, that's it. I give her the Dynavite after 5 weeks. And one morning there was nothing there. And I'm like, oh, my God, she's all clear. There wasn't one blemish on her body. Her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy. She is as healthy, bump-free, pimple-free, shiny, silky. It turned our lives around. So thank you very much for Dynavite. I couldn't be happier. Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Okay, admit it. You started to sing the song, and you may have downloaded the ringtone. But the real fun begins when you go to SweetJack.com and sign up. It's free, easy, and in seconds you can join the 2 million people who love SweetJack. The SweetJack team finds the hottest local deals exclusively for SweetJack members. Your favorite restaurants, shops, and salons all partner with SweetJack to bring you great experiences at great prices. Sign up today and get an extra 10% off.
SweetJack.com.
When you want your morning cup of coffee to come with the latest local and national news, tune to News Talk 600 WSOM every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. The latest news when you need it. And Youngstown's best talk, News Talk 600 WSOM. Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush. Avoid the rush and listen to us. Tune in to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, weekdays noon to 3 on News Talk 600. We cover the local and national issues that affect you and your community. Get talking to Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
And we are back here, Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. And as I'm awaiting the arrival of the Lone Stranger this week, she'll be in shortly. She's always taking care of things. People don't know Tracy's quite busy, and has a lot of things in the hopper and on the stove right now. And I appreciate what she's able to do and what she's able to be involved with at this particular time, because it's very, very important. So you guys just support her, keep her in prayer, and we'll keep things moving along. And she knows what to do when she gets back in here. I think she does anyway. Anyway, I wanted to bring up one other thing before she sits down and gets in this, because I listened to another show early this morning, and they were all upset about the governor of Ohio's new budget.
What could they be upset about?
This is what they were upset about. They were so upset that they were calling the Republicans draconian, and they were real stupid. They're Neanderthals.
Did it have anything to do with reproduction rights?
Yes, it had something to do with reproduction rights, because he took away some funding to Planned Parenthood. Now, tell me this, good people. Planned Parenthood We have the 20-week rule here in Ohio, I believe, now. You cannot have an abortion after 20 weeks,
so
20 weeks, which is 4 freaking months, which means that the baby is almost walking and talking. So they're calling it draconian, and they had this head of Planned Parenthood in Ohio. Well, he has this war on his women, and he hates women, and these men that surround him are there to do this, and they're doing that, blah, blah, blah. And I really wanted to call, bad and grab them verbally and wring their necks, because I would have been able to do it very easily. Okay, so here's the thing.
Jeff, why do you keep on trying to tell people who have no idea what they're doing?
No,
they don't have an idea. Because, you know, they're never going to get it.
Well, that's the whole thing. But at least somebody can raise up the argument and say, look, 20 weeks, that's a pretty long time.
That's not long.
Well, he has this false notion that the babies are can feel pain at that time.
Do you realize that the people that you're talking to, they eat their young?
Yeah, well, they make billions of dollars eating their young, too, and eating everybody else's young.
So, I mean, come on.
And controlling minorities very well in the United States.
I got people, you know, standing in protest with them from Planned Parenthood, and they want to be Afrocentric on the other hand. I'm confused.
Well, the one thing is I'd like to talk to those things. How Afrocentric do you want to be? You tell me Afrocentric.
Listen, they really don't like the woman using the N-word in 20 years. You know, that's what I'm saying. You got. They jump it up and down about Trayvon Martin, but they get pregnant and kill their baby.
Well, that's just true.
Come on, Jeff. They don't get it. I don't know why we come in here and talk about it, because they don't get it. I mean, seriously, 20 weeks. 20 weeks, Jeff.
Right, 20 weeks.
20 weeks, but you're gonna slam a woman for saying the N word in the last 20 years. Come on now.
Yeah.
And we are the only people that kill our babies. And pay for it, and then want the state to pay for it. And now the president goes over to Africa. I've got to play it before the day is out.
Yeah. Well,
and they told him that he can take his gay agenda because they believe in their God-fearing country.
Thank you.
That's what
Africa.
They said.
Thank you, South Africa.
It was
Tanzania?
I believe it was Kenya.
Okay, let's find it.
I got to find it. I but it's on my Facebook page right there on the front. It says.
I can't get on your Facebook page.
I know. Okay. You got to get on your own. You can't get on mine.
Well, I'm on mine.
You can get on mine if you go to your page and go to my
That's what I'm going to do.
But seriously, they said, you know, they want you to know that, President, you know, listen, we love you. You can kill your children if we want to, but we going to have ours and take care of ours.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that you think immigrants come here and don't have abortions?
Well, why don't they? Because they have a sense of family. And they haven't been re-educated yet through the gulags and the
do you realize that
of America.
If all the immigrants illegal and not, you always see them having babies, many
right.
of them. Why? Why aren't they in the abortion line?
Because they believe in family.
How do you think we got to 11 million illegal immigrants?
That's right. 12 million illegal immigrants.
How many of those 12 million?
And counting.
How many of those 12 million illegal immigrants do you actually think have naturalized babies?
Probably about 80% of them.
So, what does that tell you?
Mm-hmm.
So, why is it that Americans who live here want to go and have abortions and so that they can kill their own babies? And then we're going to stand up there and get mad at our policies and our governors because they cut funding so that we're not paying for stuff that's going to erode our whole society.
That's the whole thing. That's the whole thing. And that bothers me so.
Why?
That bothers me so bad.
You can't change stupid.
You can change stupid.
You can't change stupid.
You have to. You have to.
You can't change stupid.
Will you do something with legal migraine?
I can't.
Legal
can't
migraine.
Change stupid.
Yeah, because, I mean, he's losing it.
You can't change stupid. I don't know why we try to change stupid. Stupid does not change.
I know
stupid
that's
Stupid is and stupid does. What was this? Hang on, stupid? That's a song, ain't it? Hang on, stupid.
Stupid,
hang on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't change stupid.
G-U-P-I-D.
I serious. I mean, Jeff, I know that it really blew your mind, but I saw something on Facebook, and they were telling me that our governor is so bad because he cut the funding to Planned Parenthood,
mm-hmm.
and it was white men controlling women's reproductive rights.
Women's reproductive rights. That's what the lady was saying, and they
I don't understand that.
They have their little page out because you know you're going to hear it all over. Today, everybody's going to say that. They're going to try to take these reproductive rights. You have the right to reproduce all you want.
You're right.
And
you
also have
your legs closed.
Right. And you don't have to have sex and get pregnant. Or you have the right to make somebody wear something to stop that. Or for you to go pay for your own pill. And I don't care how poor you are in this country, I'll bet you doggone it you got cable. So that's the one that bothers me.
No, they ain't got cable. They got DirecTV.
They got DirecTV.
They got satellite.
Satellite TV. And that's what bothers me. They can have satellite TV, but they want me to pay for their abortion and their birth control pill and their after emergency, they call it, emergency pregnancy pill.
I got a question. The number is 347-945-5229. And this is my disclaimer. I'm not talking about victims of rape.
Right, neither am I.
I am not, and because that's a whole other issue for a whole other day. I am not talking about victims of rape. But what I am saying is, how many emergencies can you have when you knew that you was going to go do the wild thing the night before? Jeff.
They know they rape. You know, here's the thing. If
you go out to the club looking for a hookup.
You're looking for it.
So tell me this, why don't you take a pill every day to stop the hookup, get a Norplant if you don't want a baby, and all that you can get for net, no charge?
Because they usually want a baby because they think it's going to breed relationship, and it doesn't. I hate to
Jeff,
say
we
that.
We ain't really thinking that still, are we?
So, what do you mean? We who ain't
women,
thinking
I'm
that
about, I said we because I put me into the women group.
I'm saying, but we who? I mean,
women. Are we still thinking?
Absolutely.
No, Jeff. There's no
ain't
way.
No change.
Yeah,
the
ain't no way.
World of game.
That we still thinking that if I have a baby, he gonna marry me.
Not necessarily marry you, but stay with you, because they ain't getting married these days. You know that.
The gays getting married, so why ain't we getting married?
Because you know it ain't gonna mean nothing after a while.
What do you mean it ain't gonna mean nothing?
It's not gonna mean nothing. You hear what they keep saying?
What?
The gays getting married, so you know how people ain't respecting marriage now, so what difference does
it
make?
You know how demonic that is.
I know how demonic it is, but they don't. They just think that that's a logical conclusion to come to.
Yeah.
Why? I don't know.
Who did these people come from? What are these people on?
As my mother would say, they fell off the turnip truck. Now, what that meant, I don't know. She knew. So,
I'm just amazed by what we do today.
Yeah.
And so when you talk about abortion, do you realize that we kill our own babies?
1.3 million of them a year, Tracy, in the United States alone. And the president wants people to go all across the world and do the same.
You know that.
Now, that's the thing. Now, he calls and congratulates somebody for coming out and says, you're a brave young man, because you told everybody you gay.
Did y'all see them where they went and interviewed President Bush on the national security?
Had a meeting, and they said a chance meeting in Tanzania. This wasn't nobody's chance meeting. They flew Bush out there because he had to tell what he knew. And
he said it was not supposed to invade on the rights of Americans. And then he shut up.
That's what that gets me. Gets me.
Jeff, we know we won't be here Thursday, right?
Yeah, 4th of July, we don't do anything. We go do something patriotic.
Because
I'm proud to be American.
Are you going
to
be with me on Friday?
Where at least I know I'm free.
Are you going to be with me on Friday? Or am I going to be here by myself?
I got the right to come do the show with Tracy and then.
Oh, wait a minute. I got something else. Okay.
Yeah.
I talked about, what's her name? Paula Deen.
Paula Deen. I'm so sorry.
This morning, I was watching MSNBC. I might as well call them out.
Pick up a rock.
They don't have nothing else better to do.
Uh-huh.
But to play the Zimmerman case, which is a very boring.
Oh, right. No, it's not boring. What? Oh, my God.
It is so boring.
Oh, my God. Tracy, you don't understand the courtroom. But go ahead. It is not boring whatsoever.
It is very, very boring.
No, it's boring to you.
It's very, very boring.
It's riveting, actually.
Yes, it is.
I did not want to leave it.
No.
Because do you play chess?
No.
Nah, I understand now.
No.
I understand. Because, see, chess is a thing. You understand what's going on here, and I did a dissertation on this in the first hour. Whatever happens in this case is going to prove whether I, as a black man, have a right to walk down a street in any neighborhood if I'm visiting my Uncle Charlie, my best friend from the service, or this, that, and other, and if they live in an all-white neighborhood, then I'm not welcome and I'm not allowed. I have no rights to be free to walk that street. They can follow me, and if I run, they can run after me. And then when they come face to face with me, they don't have to tell me who they are. They can just be smart with me and then make me, I'm scared of them because I don't know what the heck they, who they are following me. And then when I confront them, they get smart, and then I say, it's going to be me or you.
I think I'm changing my outline, my outcry and or my alignment. I don't think Trayvon may have been, because the testimony is very, very inconsistent from Zimmerman. And so he,
absolutely.
Okay, so but I don't think this has anything to do with you.
Sure it does.
No. No.
Sure it does.
No. I don't think this had anything to do with you or any other black person walking down the street in America with a black watch.
I'm sorry to say, Trey, but
I don't see that. But I do see this. There's a lot of holes in this brother's car.
This testimony.
His friend on the stand this morning really had me going. I was confused because I'm not quite sure if I understand what hearsay is.
Hearsay.
Yeah, because they were asking him what he heard his friend telling.
Yeah, well,
my question is, why are you saying what you? I can't remember what you said to me yesterday, Jeff.
We're gonna take a break.
Take a break.
Sorry, everybody. We're gonna see Dr. Hill. Be right back.
Decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. The full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Recently, the U.S. Navy delivered tons of food to hungry people halfway around the world.
But you could help someone in your own community simply by donating a can of soup.
Last week, a Navy doctor saved the life of a total stranger.
Just like you could, by giving a pint of blood.
Right now, a Navy captain is providing guidance to 5,000 young men and women at sea.
While there's at least one young person in your neighborhood who could use your guidance.
Next month, a team of Navy Seabees will change a child's life by building a school in an impoverished area.
You could do the same.
simply by volunteering once a week to read at a school right down the street.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. So can you. Whether it's by donating food or simply giving time, right in your own backyard. Brought to you by America's Navy.
Bubba Burger is America's number one burger. Gluten-free, all-natural, and never any fillers or preservatives. Bubba Burger is always the quality you can trust. Great for your 4th of July parties. Find them today in your local grocer's freezer. You'll never bite a burger better than a Bubba.
Pregnancy questions? Ask Dr. Canby at ProgressiveWomensCare.com.
This is what your government thinks. Same people that didn't realize a war on terror existed.
Now they're saying it's over.
Somebody tell the terrorists that.
This is the Valley's home for Sean Hannity. This is News Talk 600.
Mark LaVoy, WSOM News. A Mahoning County grand jury has indicted a man for trying to solicit sex from a 12-year-old girl from Sebring. Joshua Reynolds of East Oregon Avenue allegedly met the girl on the Internet. According to court records, he will be allowed to leave house arrest for his wedding, which is this July 6th. A man was found dead inside his home in Warren yesterday afternoon. A neighbor called 911 to report a foul odor coming from the home at 1003 Hemlock Avenue Southwest. A 56-year-old man's body was found by police officers. The man's name was not immediately released. The Ohio legislature has approved a state budget that cuts personal income taxes, revamps Ohio's school funding system, and adds new abortion restrictions, sending the measure to Governor John Kasich. The Republican-led House approved the $62 billion two-year spending blueprint yesterday by a vote of 51-43. You're up to date. I'm Mark LaVoy, WSOM News.
The excitement of the new Chevrolet is back. 600WSOM.com wants to put you in the virtual driver's seat of today's most advanced vehicles and to give you a chance to win the AutoLaw jackpot. Just go to our website and enter the virtual auto showcase. There's a door to click for each of the Chevy All-Star dealerships. Check out each dealership right online. Sales hours, service hours, even a map to their front door. And once you're in, you could be just one click away from winning the AutoLaw jackpot. Your choice of $100,000 worth of vehicles. Let's see. How about five $20,000 cars? Or maybe three $33,000 SUVs? Or how about a pair of $50,000 luxury sedans? Wow. Mix and match up to $100,000.
Thank you so much.
We told you the excitement of the new Chevrolet is back at 600WSOM.com.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Chances are your air conditioner isn't going to quit working between 8 and 5 on a weekday. Ainsley Heating and Cooling thinks you shouldn't pay more when your air conditioner breaks after 5 p.m., day or night, even weekends. The Ainsley Group doesn't charge unnecessary fees. Maybe that's why they're welcome in more homes in northeastern Ohio and western Pennsylvania than any other contractor. Call Ainsley Heating and Cooling, 330-637-1911 or ainsleyhtg.com.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Welcome back to KTN Sunday Night. President Uhuru Kenyatta and his deputy William Ruto have waded into the gay rights debate triggered last Friday when U.S. President Barack Obama spoke about it in Senegal. While Uhuru and Ruto, though speaking at separate religious events today, both insisted that Kenya is a God-fearing nation and will uphold religious values. KTN's Noah Tieno with that report.
The gay debate has taken an interesting twist as Kenyan leaders continue to react to what they have interpreted as U.S. President Barack Obama's position on the rights of gays. Deputy President William Ruto was in a Nakuru church on Sunday, a day that most Kenyans have reserved for church services, and he told the congregation exactly what he thought about the position of the U.S. president.
Those who believe in other things, that is their business. We believe in God. Kama watu wanakuru mnasema nani, mnasema nini? Sisi ni watu, taifa hii ni taifa ambalo linamcha Mungu. Hatuamini yale mambo mengine, watu wengine wanatembeza umuhumu. Sisi tunaamini maneno ya Mungu, tunaamini katika mila na desturi ya Afrika, na tunaamini katika maneno ya Mungu.
This is what President Obama said at a joint press conference with Senegalese President Macky Sall on Friday as Obama began his tour of Africa.
When it comes to people's personal views and their religious faith, etc., I think we have to respect the diversity of views that are there. But when it comes to how the state treats people, how the law treats people, I believe that everybody has to be treated equally. I don't believe in discrimination of any sort.
The statement, however, drew immediate suspicion as to what exactly Obama was prescribing for African countries.
This country, the nation of Kenya, is a God-fearing nation. We believe in God.
Now, Tinukitian, Sunday Night Live.
Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends. As for me and my house, this is what we believe.
So we can serve the Lord.
So you can take all that kind of stuff. You can do what you want. But here where we are, this is what we say. I don't understand, America. How can you go and get it right? But we can't. I just thought I, you know, what, Jeff?
I love it because you know what? They need some things.
They're going to get them.
And they need things. But the thing is they're going to get blessed beyond measure because they decided.
The president said, listen, this is what we do. You do what you do. You can abort your baby. You can kill your kids. You can dishonor God, but as for me and my country, this is what we believe.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what
about.
He said. Why can't America go back there?
America can go back there. They can go back there.
They may not want to
at this time. I think you have too many voices because, like, the foolishness I heard this morning, you know, how Neanderthal he was for allowing this to happen and doing this. He doesn't care about women, this, that, and other. The state is doing way better than it was up under the last idiot,
who was a minister.
Who was a minister. A minister by your chance. And is up there with, yeah, well, we need to have to protect the lady's right to have abortion. I don't agree with abortion, but you need to have the right to do it and this, that, and the other. While he's shaking, you know, I'm shaking. You can't see that on the radio, you guys. Sorry.
I want to know why that's not on the news.
What you mean why that's not on the news? I'll bet you it'll make Fox News.
The number is 347-945-5229. But I want to know, I've been watching the news for the last couple of days, and I want to know, why isn't that on the news?
Right. I don't know.
I mean, seriously, Jeff, why? I mean, have you seen, that was a couple of days ago.
A couple of days ago, you didn't see nothing.
Why wasn't that, you have not heard about Kenya's response to President Obama's stand on same-sex marriage over in Africa. They covering his wife.
Where he from?
That's what I'm saying. They're covering his wife, talking about she feels like she's in prison.
That is daddy. That's his daddy. Well, you know what? He needs to free his wife first. President Obama, get your wife out of prison, please.
And take off that $100 million vacation.
Yeah. And write the, you know, and reimburse that, please. Just do that.
Send
a check. Because you'll have it in a minute. Don't worry about it.
Send a check.
But the thing is no, look at what
send
you're saying. This is unbelievable.
What's unbelievable?
I'm loving it. No, I'm not.
I'm just saying. And now he wants to make sure Africa has all the energy in the world. They want to do $7 billion in Africa for elites. Maybe my foreign policy is a little bit skewed. But until we get it right here in America, how are you going to love people across the water?
Well, here, once again, all of this everybody worshiping at the foot of Obama. And
calling President Obama.
At the foot of President Obama is over in the world.
No,
Russia, yes it is, it's done. You know why? Russia has dismissed him. China has dismissed him. Now, where his daddy and he is from, and I believe he was born there, really, whether, you know, it's legitimate, illegitimate, where he's from, Kenya, now has said, you know what, Barry, just guess what, brother, yeah, you were fruit of our country, but guess what, we don't do this stuff.
I got a question,
we're not hippie, you know, liberals here, and we're not going here.
I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
The president's on vacation, and he's vacationing on the American dime.
Mm-hmm. Is he going to bring us a souvenir back? That's what I want.
I want to know, why are we covering him like he's doing, like he's running on an ambassador program?
Because that's what we do.
Okay.
And then and then you fake out pictures of him going in and having a moment at
the crossing
at the jail of Obama,
the place of last return.
Yeah, take me back.
And his wife
dear
just happens to be having in a first lady summit while she's on vacation.
Oh really?
I mean, hold on, let me get the right story so I'll get it right because I don't want to mess up. This is what it says. It says, Michelle Obama being the first lady is like living in a really nice prison. United States First Lady Michelle Obama on Tuesday described living in the White House as being like in a – First Lady Michelle Obama on Tuesday described living in the White House as being a really nice prison. Obama's comment came during her discussion with former First Lady Laura Bush at the first African First Lady Summit in Tanzania during an interview moderated by Cokie Roberts. Like they happened to all show up there by accident. Roberts noted that Martha Washington, the First Lady, also described living in the role as akin to being in a state prisoner.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Obama said she loved her job and found it to be liberating in some respects, but very confining in others. There are some elements, prison elements to it, she joked, but it's a really nice prison. Former First Lady reminded the crowd that the First Lady is a chef, and she had a chief. You can't complain, Michelle Obama admitted, but it's definitely elements. There are elements that are very, very confining. Okay. But I'm just saying, I thought they were on vacation. I'm confused.
Oh, boy.
Is that South Carolina over there?
South Carolina, you are in the air, sir.
Oh yeah, I was wondering about that. Laura Bush and
how they all get there?
All of them show up at the same time.
Cokie Roberts had to be in Tanzania. Everybody there for the vacation. What kind of vacation is that? That sounds like a First Lady summit.
Yeah.
To talk about their husbands and to say that they believe in gay marriage, or not.
Well, I know one thing. You better not pull that mess with the president of Senegal anymore.
That was pretty good, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. You can't be going to Africa talking about, you know, y'all need to do this and y'all need to do that. Don't work.
I got a question for y'all.
Uh-huh.
Why is everybody throwing Snowden under the bus right now?
Oh, they got to.
Why? Because they're gonna withdraw support if they.
Well, he's already like destroyed the Obama administration. I mean, he has destroyed them. They don't have a with their allies. They don't have no friends now. So now this stuff has done this, and I think
now Russia said they won't let him stay there if he keeps on telling American secrets.
We'll see.
Well,
yeah. Yeah, see. You stop leaking and you can stay here.
That's what they said. That's what they said. What'd you say, South
That's
Carolina?
Funny.
I think Putin's got a payoff in this. I think he's in the payoff for him. Huh?
What's the payoff?
I think that I don't know. I think
he got a personal check.
Else. Yeah. Yeah, something came out of the deal that he got to say that, because he's an old KGB guy, you know. So he could really, you know, use that as far as, you know, bringing back the old style Russia.
Yeah,
but,
that's what they want.
Hey, did y'all hear about Chris Christie doing the gay dance?
Oh, really?
Chris Christie.
What gay dance? Let me show you what. You know, in Pennsylvania.
Oh, God.
You know that's my song. Don't be messing up.
Oh, Lord.
Don't be messing up, South Carolina. You know that's my song. When I get married, you're going to come to the first black wedding that's going to play the duck song. Jeff, why are you laughing?
That is hilarious. You're not going to be the first black wedding to play the duck song.
I ain't never seen a black.
That's because you ain't never seen it.
Never been to a black wedding with the duck song.
You ain't never been one to play the polka either.
No.
No. Well, I played them at black wedding. So
they play the polka.
Telling you, polkas. This was way back when, but they play them.
Speaking of poker,
out the barrel.
Roll out the barrel. You may get 99 bottles of beer in the wall, but the duck song.
Oh, she's too fat for me. Okay, you got to have those songs in your repertoire.
I bet you they ain't never played the Soggy Bottom Boys.
No, they ain't played the song. I ain't never seen nobody play.
No, man.
Oh,
Kentucky.
I'm looking. I played some Jimmy Cliff earlier.
No, that ain't the song. The number is 347-945-5229. Want to wish everyone a great week. I know everyone's traveling for the 4th of July this week, so please be careful out there. The po-po-po, for those of you who don't know who the po-po-po is, them police, they out.
Oh, yeah.
Don't take them for granted. The airplanes are in the sky, and we have to make sure that the budget gets met. Here in the state of Ohio and across the country. Slow down, be careful, and be wise.
No, ma'am, we got
you. Yeah, I've got you.
There it is. That's my song. There it is right there.
It's coming.
The Soggy Bottom. There it is.
This is my song.
And I'll come back and tell you how Christie did the gay dance.
Christie did the gay dance. It fits, like I said, because he is not a Republican.
No, listen to what's going on. He's trying to dance in a state in New Jersey where gay marriage is legal. And he'd be governor. I'm a man from old Kentucky. Uh-oh, soccer.
I'm a soccer.
I'm in trouble all my day.
These boys are bad. Well, fellas, that's the Soggy Bottom Boys. And they are tearing up the charts. That's the girl's truth.
He was born and raised.
Oh!
I got a new sound respect for George Clooney, even though
you
all love Wackadoodle. What's South Carolina?
Do you realize folks are not?
Folks think we done lost our mind up in here.
What'd you say, South Carolina?
Oh, man, I don't know about you two today.
What do you mean?
You don't know about us.
Soggy Bottom Boys?
You don't know about us. Well, I'm going to tell you about us, because there's somebody that makes this all possible every day, and we're going to let you know about him right now.
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambassetech.com.
Bosch is the quietest dishwasher brand in the U.S., and now Bosch dishwashers feature a new third rack that gives you 30% more capacity compared to Bosch two-rack models. See yours at your local Bosch retailer today. Is your car's air conditioning not blowing cold enough air? Bring back the cold in under 10 minutes with Do-It-Yourself AC Pro. It's fast, easy, and you don't need any special tools or skills. Go to acprocold.com for the store nearest you.
Fit family, unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Go ahead, Swift 1-2.
Sergeant Dale Beatty was wounded by a roadside bomb.
Swift 1-2 is en route with urgent ASAC to Mercy. ETA approximately 35 minutes. How copy?
Now begins the most important journey of his life.
Roger, Swift 1-2.
From the battlefield to home. Home to some very good medicine. His family's love. They'll be staying together at one of the many Fisher houses to help Dale get better and return to his life. Fisher House Foundation provides comfortable housing and other services to the families of wounded warriors and veterans while they receive care at military and VA hospitals. Fisher House is among the highest rated charities, with 95% of donations going to help our military families in their time of greatest need. Remember those who serve and sacrifice. Consider a tax-deductible gift to Fisher House. Fisher House, because a family's love is good medicine. Go to fisherhouse.org for more information.
Is your car's air conditioning not blowing cold enough air? Bring back the cold in under 10 minutes with Do-It-Yourself AC Pro. It's fast, easy, and you don't need any special tools or skills. Go to acprocold.com for the store nearest you.
Your favorite station really helps you out. Thanks to iHeartRadio, you can take your favorite station in your mobile device. Download the free iHeartRadio app at iHeartRadio.com.
This is what your government thinks. Same people that didn't realize a war on terror existed.
Now they're saying it's over.
Somebody tell the terrorists that.
This is the Valley's home for Sean Hannity. This is News Talk 600.
This time, it's personal. The local talk show that keeps you thinking about local, regional, national, and global issues. Let's get back to Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Are we back yet?
Yeah, we're back.
Okay.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Welcome back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. I want to give a shout-out to my friend down the hall. Her name is Miss Lynn. I was all the way in Columbus, and I was telling a friend, a new guy that I met, I said, listen, you need to listen to me on WSOM AM 600. He's like, I can't. I listen to Lynn on Y103. I'm like, well, you got to change the channel. So hopefully, Jeff, they'll get it together that they can do at least half and half.
Maybe so. But this is going, you know, this is going to be fun.
What's fun?
Everything that's going on, it's going to be fun to watch people just go crazy.
Sure. There's nothing fun about the president going to Africa telling them that everyone had insurance cars at a big house, America would, the world would implode. South Carolina's out there.
I think he went to Africa to kind of piggyback off of Mandela. I really do think so.
He
Can you send him some smoke signals and tell him you are not Mandela?
Well, he's not Mandela. But I think he's trying to, you know, gain
the planet
from, you know, hoping that Mandela would kind of die while he's there so he can, you know, comfort the family.
The planet,
you know,
will boil over. Hey, did he get to go to Mandela?
Tracy, I will say this. That is the closest he's been to black people since he's been in office.
That's true.
Unfortunately, it's not inside the United States, but it's true. Unfortunately.
No,
he ain't in there.
Okay. No, I'm talking about you.
No, I'm not in there.
Okay. Because, hey, Lethal. That's not what the numbers show us. Okay, because I can't type it.
What is he saying?
He's talking about nobody listens.
Okay. Tell him. I don't know why I'm not answering him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's okay.
I answered him. Yeah.
Huh?
Listen to me. You cannot. South Carolina, can you fix stupid?
No, you can't fix stupid. Some people just stuck on it.
Yeah.
It's like stink on top.
Uh-huh.
Can't get rid of it. That's how stupid
it is. You can't fix stupid.
Mm-hmm.
You know that, right?
Right.
So why try?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like you can pick your friends, but you're stuck with family. Something like that.
No. It ain't even like that, because stupid is stupid. Stupid is and stupid does. And some people are just stupid. And I've just come to the realization, I was trying to fix stupid.
This is true. This is true.
I've been trying to fix stupid for a while, and I have spun my wheels long enough to find out that stupid, hang on, stupid. Stupid, hang on. Hey, you can't fix it.
Jeff, I see why y'all don't let us sing on the mic.
Yes, sir. You got the revelation. Charlie Flesh and Blood is not.
Yeah. You told me I could sing. I could come down there.
You can sing. I tried to hook you up, but you sat down and ate fried greens instead. So that's on you. That ain't my fault.
Actually
what?
You can never get me to go sing and put greens in front of me first and think that I'm going to choose, because it's not going to happen. Hey, guys. What else is new out there? What else have I forgotten for the day? Because it's like 1:52. We got about 7 minutes before we go back to the top of the hour. We got another break.
That does not make any sense. It doesn't seem like we've been there that long.
I don't know why.
Well, Tracy, there's been an outroar down here about the change to the Voting Rights Act. People are planning a protest and a march to the State House in order to show their agreement with what the Supreme Court did.
Will you, somebody, please tell these people. Please tell the people. Quit being stupid and being followers and not lead. They have never read the Voting Rights Act. They don't even know what they're talking about. They have no clue.
Not at all.
They have no idea what was shot down. That's what infuriates me to no end, the stupidity of America, especially African Americans and the liberal left, and how they're controlled by the chaos and the asinine stuff that comes out of their mouth.
And asinine things that they do. Because that's asinine.
I mean, you cannot make a decision on something that you've never read, and because Al Sharpton says it does not make it true.
Yep. I'm serious.
They're upset about a nothing. That's what the cliche says, much to do about a nothing.
Yep.
Yeah, but they got to get them ramped up right now, because
that's the only way for the midterm elections.
They had to come up with something that
they going to march y'all back in chains, and y'all ain't going to march willingly. And they're going to be singing songs of slavery on your way into slavery again, because you're already there. Come out and be free. Okay.
I ain't gonna do that.
It was 9 states.
Him, not the house.
And the actual Supreme Court was right.
And all they said was that they don't have to go to the federal government to make changes in election law. Plain and simple. In other words, they can require an ID without going to the federal government
mm-hmm.
first.
No. What they said, Jeff, is singling out 9 states right now in 2013 is not going to be beneficial. That's what they're saying. Singling out 9 states out of 50 is not constitutional when you need to have laws that cover all 50 states. That's what they said. So whatever state has one, you've got to have it for all. Don't be stupid. And you're going to be upset because they said instead of having it for 9 states, you need to have it for all states? What is wrong with people? Can't fix stupid. That's the new word, Jeff.
Can't fix stupid. Well, I don't know. I'm going to try to fix stupid every now and then. Maybe we'll come up with a stupid fixer machine and we'll make a kabillion dollars.
Stupid is and stupid out.
Stupid is and stupid does. And like Paul
you know, there's
and Dean.
There's a terminology. There's garbage in, garbage out. That's what the computer is, yep. And what did you say about Paula Deen, Jeff?
Right. But Paula Deen says she's
so sorry. And she was done for apologizing.
And the first one of you that has never said nothing stupid, you pick up a rock and hit me in my head so hard that I just die. This has hurt me.
Listen, Paula Deen needed to go find her a fixer, just like, what's that woman's name?
Olivia Pope. Mm-hmm.
This was the dumbest thing I've ever seen, and people have played into it. Even stupid black people think it's stupid. 20 years?
But once again, they're saying, can
you imagine some of the things? I know 20 years ago. I know how old I was, and I remember some of the stupid things I said back then.
No, so Philadelphia, South Carolina. Listen, think about this. If you go back 20 years in my life, we in trouble. You can't hold some. When's the statute of limitations go out on something that you said 20 years ago? It's not like they called somebody that 2 days ago, 2 weeks ago, 2 months ago, 2 years ago.
They
20 years?
They sacrificed one of their own for
Why?
The cause.
What cause?
For the cover-up Obama cause. Okay?
Oh.
Don't forget, IRS has disappeared out of the headlines. Not even Fox is talking about it. And so, you know, this is what you got going, and so is Benghazi, and they're trying to bring back the IRS lady and make her speak because they say that she really gave up her right to plead the fifth after she made her statement talking about she's innocent, never did nothing. Oh, boy.
I just don't get it.
I mean, do you know how many people have said the N-word in the last 20 years?
Tracy, I remember back in 1987, I was stationed in Camp Pendleton, California. And a fella said, hey, man, here, listen to this, man. You ain't never heard nothing like this before. I popped it in, and it was Eazy-E and Dope Man. I had never heard anything like that in my life. Okay. Shortly after that, I heard another one, and it was like, whoa. some of the stuff that was coming out and that rap music was nothing nowhere near what the Sugar Hill Gang had put out 6 years earlier.
Said a hip hop, a hip, a hip, a hip, a hip, hip hop, a hip, don't stop rocking. Bang, bang, boogie,
listen,
up jumps the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat.
Listen, y'all talking about
what you hear is not a
no,
just
no, no,
album.
No, no,
rock.
No, 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 no,
I can't do that.
No, no, just Jeff.
Okay, okay, I'm back.
My boys.
Oh, what boys?
Eazy-E.
Eazy-E gone. We can't talk about it.
I can't talk because the name of his group was called what?
I don't
know.
NWA. What does NWA stand for?
I don't know. N words with attitude.
There you go.
We're going to break. See ya.
Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. Firefighters in Arizona are still trying to get a handle on a huge wildfire which has caused hundreds of evacuations. What's making it even harder, though, Sunday's deaths of 19 elite firefighters.
Every morning is spent, number one, recognizing the sadness and the tragedy here, and then, number two, trying to get yourself back into the work that needs to be done here on the ground.
Fire spokeswoman Karen Takai says strong winds today and tomorrow could make it even harder to battle those fast-moving flames. More deaths are making it, are going it rather, alone. A Pew Research Center study says a quarter of U.S. households are now headed up by fathers, ninefold increase since 1960. Senior researcher Gretchen Livingston says the role of fathers is changing.
Dads are spending more time with their children now than they used to, say, in the mid-60s. And that jibes with some of our attitudinal data that, you know, has shown that people now see that the role of fathers is not only to be a breadwinner, but also to be a caregiver.
Single fathers are much less likely, however, to live in poverty than single mothers. We're popping painkillers like never before, and it's leading to a huge increase in drug overdoses, especially among women. The CDC says they are up 400% for women since 1999, 265% for men, and here's one reason why.
One of the most important problems facing a patient in pain is the frequency with which they take that medication. So it's not whenever you feel pain.
ABC News senior medical contributor Dr. Jennifer Ashton. U.S. car sales sped up in June. Ford, Chrysler, and GM all reporting big gains.
This is another strong year. We're expecting car sales by the end of the year to be 15.5 million vehicles, and we haven't seen that number in a long time.
Senior analyst Michelle Krebs at Edmunds.com says low interest rates are helping to fuel the auto sales race. The Dow is down 13 points, NASDAQ off 2. This is ABC News.
Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with its slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can avoid or delay going into a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-877-522-2215. That's 1-877-522-2215. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure at 1-877-522-2215.
Ever sent an email that you wish you could take back? One communications giant's working on a system which may make it a reality.
It may seem like an impossible mission, but AT&T is trying to patent a new security system to protect confidential email and prevent corporate espionage. It includes a kill switch that lets you remotely delete email at will, even after you send it.
This tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
Another would alert you if your email is forwarded or block the recipient from forwarding it, preventing him or her from spilling company secrets.
Good luck, Jim.
One thing the system has not addressed? How to stop someone from capturing secret messages with a screenshot before they disappear. Karen Chase, ABC News.
NSA leaker Edward Snowden, who's believed to be in a Moscow airport transit zone, could still end up in South America. The president of Venezuela says his country hasn't received an application of asylum from Snowden, but he spoke favorably about him. Bolivia's president also said his country would be willing to consider asylum. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Bubba Burger is America's number one burger. Gluten-free, all-natural, and never any fillers or preservatives. Bubba Burger is always the quality you can trust. Great for your 4th of July parties. Find them today in your local grocer's freezer. You'll never bite a burger better than a Bubba.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I mountain bike. I love being in the woods, on near vertical trails. I relish the challenge when I can appreciate the best nature has to offer. So it was only natural that I would choose a career in the elements, where I can make a difference. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries to protect marine wildlife and their habitat. That's all we do. It's about protecting America. This is a lot like mountain biking. It's always exciting to navigate through the next challenge.
Were you born ready to protect America, our environment, our resources, our people? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
Now, when liberals use the Bible and Christianity to advance their progressive ends, well, the mainstream media agrees with them. For them, it's just, oh, yeah, I agree with that. When a conservative uses the Bible and Christianity to advance a conservative point, they hyperventilate the media. They're warning of a coming theocracy in America.
This is the Valley's home for Sean Hannity. This is News Talk 600. Live weekdays from noon to 3. Listen to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, a local talk show that covers the Valley issues that matter to you, global topics and news of the day. Afternoons with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Are you singing something?
No.
Tracy was trying to sing her own theme song.
No.
Yeah, your pastor gonna come down here and counsel you.
Tracy, as long as he don't make me pay, we in business.
Now Tracy.
Hey, yeah.
You shouldn't be trying to sing like that.
Yes, I should. Make a joyful noise.
Singing is something that has to be done skillfully. I can't get his accent.
No, what he says is, you sing when you want to, but don't pick up a mic if you don't have a skill. That's what it is. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. Guess who's in the queue?
Nobody.
South Carolina.
No,
there's more than South Carolina in the queue. No. Hey, if you want to call locally, you can. Oh, there has to be more people in South Carolina.
Okay, there's people in the chat, not in the queue.
330-781-9600.
Local calls, give us a call here and
1-347-945-5229. I want to know why Cornel West and Tavis Smiley won't tell the truth completely. See, they want to dance too. They're doing the dance.
They're trying to keep their black card.
They can't keep their black card because you can't tell the truth and keep your black card.
That's true. I agree with you.
No, you can't hold. You can't coat water with holes in the bucket. And they're trying to carry water with holes in the bucket instead of just plugging the holes and telling the truth. Cornel West says blacks are being pushed to the back of the bus in favor of gays and lesbians.
Is that right?
That's what it says. It's been a great weekend for gay activists, but Cornel West is not happy. As a postmodern professor of par excellence explained to a radio host, Tavis Smiley, this past Sunday, the advances made by gays and lesbians mean that we black folks are being pushed to the back of the bus. Again, this has something to do with the course of our history books that will not say the irony age of Obama in which black folks, I know this is Tavis, black folks found themselves to be pushed to the back. and their gay brothers and lesbians are being more and more pushed to the center. Perhaps West is right.
Perhaps West is right, because we've been saying it for the last how many years?
Yeah.
Just
perhaps
now?
West is right.
Wait, hey, Sal. We've been on the radio. How long you been on?
7 years.
7 years.
We've been on 7 years, and they just found out that Tracy and friends just had an epiphany to tell y'all, y'all going to put y'all back in chains.
All y'all back in jeans. it's crazy because now you got people trying to say it.
But they won't come out and tell the truth about the partisanship of the politics of the people.
Right.
I talked to a brother yesterday who was trying to tell me about how he can't get stuff done and how they're pushing him out. I said, but you can't get to the attorney general because your politics is all skewed left.
Are they scared? You think they're scared?
No.
No, they ain't. Who's scared? Who's scared? I ain't know they ain't scared. Scared of what?
I mean, Tavis and why wouldn't they?
They ain't scared of them because they marginalized them a long time ago. Tavis is on Blog Talk like me. Didn't you see that?
Yeah.
Hello. At least I'm on terrestrial radio somewhere. They got him in the middle of the night on PBS.
Yeah. Where everybody can see.
So he was on he was on drive time for all those years until he came out against President Obama. Next thing we knew, he was out in the middle of the dark talking about PBS. He had State of the Union. He had all them black folks all over the country flying into one place to talk about African Americans having economic development and social consciousness. And next thing we knew, he was sitting on the back of the bus and he can't get as many people as I can right now. Don't we think that's a problem? He was charging $10,000 to show up to speak. And they shot him down to where he gets his, but he's going to get just as much as me, Mom, right now, because they really don't care about what he got to say, because he's an anti-Obama.
Yep. That's right. You can't be anti-Obama and be black, because you are an Uncle Tom.
He ain't out of style?
He ain't out of style, but instead of him stepping up to the plate and going and really dealing with the political part of this, because they should know it by now, knowing that you cannot do anything from where you are, he should have gone to and cut a deal between the Republicans and the Democrats to tell the truth on all of it and move the people that have his ear forward. But he wants to stay a liberal because he wants to keep his black card and wants to be invited to the NAACP dinner still. They can take the N, the double N, the A, and C, and the P, and run up the grill. What?
I'll tell you what you're saying. This is craziness. Why don't they see this? Why can't the whole community see this? And why now, after we've gone 4.5 years into an administration and all these other people are being pushed to get their rights and pushed to get something concrete to change the quality of their life, can't they see our people that look like us, same color.
There's a song,
Dark and Lighter.
Go up to YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Blinded by the light.
Ribbed up like a deuce, another rotor in the night.
Blinded by the light.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But Tracy, what you've got is a situation where you've got you got individuals that are conspirators in this whole thing. And they go along with it, and as long as they put Jesus in it, it's got to be right. As the pastor said, it come out of his mouth, it's got to be right.
Wrapped up like a deuce, another owner in the night, blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a deuce, another owner in the night, blinded by the light.
You know, this was a tough song.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
It?
It's called Manfred Man.
Those
people.
No, Manfred Man, Earth Man.
Yeah, Manfred Man.
Was that a
one-hit
wonder?
I don't know what else they had.
No.
That was a one-hit wonder.
No, Manfred Man, they're not a one-hit wonder.
Other things that might not be the best, but they were around for a while.
I'm just so very, very What we're talking about right now, and the number is 347-945-5229, and I really want people to understand, we have opportunity to make a difference. And, Jeff, you said the reason why they can't hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Margaret Sanger had a great plan.
She did it well.
And not only did she brainwash them into Planned Parenthood or eugenics, she brainwashed them into a left liberal thinking progressive sleep.
Absolutely.
That they have, and as a matter of fact, Martin Luther King had a dream, and we dreamed it and never woke up to live it.
As long as you think like this, we accept you. As long as you're self-destructive to yourself, we accept you. Other than that, we don't accept you.
We would rather have free stuff than go to work. The Bible says if a man don't work, he should not eat. The problem is we have people who are not working, not eating, and they are enslaved.
Mm-hmm.
Slave people have food given to them.
Yep.
Well, free people go to work and get their
food. Slaves, clothes.
Tracy.
Yeah.
Tracy.
Yeah.
Don't be messing up old pastor's sermon for Sunday now.
Tracy, one of them racists, you know.
Well, I hate to be a racist and an Uncle Tom or whatever else you want to call me, but y'all, it is Independence Week.
You
may not have known about Independence Week, and I try to tell white folks the reason why we're not as patriotic on the 4th of July is because that was the only day that we had off of family, because any other days we was working. But you got to understand this. Y'all who used to work, we are now free. Now you got to take the responsibility of the freedom and live.
Yeah.
You've got to do that. It is the 4th of July. You are a United States citizen. You were born here, and you need to seek the rights and liberties of the freedom in which you behold. Because if you don't, you're going to lose them. And we are losing them every day, both black and white.
Here, here. We're losing black, yellow, and poor white babies.
We're losing black, yellow, and poor white freedoms. What are you playing?
All our freedoms are being taken.
Right now, when you look at the metadata and what America knows about you spying on its citizens, and you want to talk about war on terror, you have already lost.
Why aren't they telling me that the health care law is going to cost so much more that nobody's going to be able to afford it? The high ball price is $20,000 a family. The low ball price is $14,000 or $15,000.
Listen.
Now nobody can afford that. Period.
It's not about food.
Yeah,
it's about bondage.
I know it's about bondage.
Do you know why?
Because you will owe the state everything.
Listen, why is it that when you owe taxes, they never help you pay the taxes that you owe? They put you in bondage. They put penalties on you,
right,
much higher than you do on credit cards, and no one says anything. You get more into a hole than you can crawl out of because you lost your job because the government shipped your job overseas because they paid.
Or whatever.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Because they paid. But they paid more. They gave you more tax breaks for your manufacturing job to go out of seas than to stay on shore.
That ain't how that works, but yeah, I understand.
In some ways it does.
Yeah, I said that ain't how it exactly works, because it doesn't matter whether you move your company from Washington to South Carolina, or whether you move from Washington to China. It's the same tax break.
I don't know, y'all. Because
I'm telling you, that's how it works.
Because when you get your tax break, right now they get ready to rape Youngstown with these tax abatements, but they're not going to land here longer than the tax and the abatement.
No, we know that, right? 773, you're in there.
That's Chicago.
Well, first off, black people in America don't have a culture, and the culture that they have adopted from a group. So when you don't have a culture and you're a minority in the United States, your economics is going to be at a zero. Your God outlook is going to be at a zero. You're going to have mass killings within each other race at a number one. So you have no culture.
Well, here's the thing. We actually do have a culture.
What is it?
We just decided that we're not gonna, you know, go along with it. We've adopted a culture of the Great Society. We had it up until the '60s,
mm-hmm.
up until Johnson said that we're gonna, you know, go let's try this, you know, and all the little nigglets followed behind.
Well, blacks here in the United States, the way it's looking, they're already at the bottom of everything. If you look at the numbers, they're going to continue to be at the bottom until they get their minds right. Once again, they don't have a culture. They have economically, as a group, they're at zero. Your area's economics is being controlled by other races of people. So where's the jobs going to come there for blacks? That's at a zero. Killing each other up in the streets, like you say, Tracy, is a business, but they ain't making no money. So your jails are being filled by blacks. So, I mean, the ethnic group, you have no culture, and it's going to be continuing to decline.
Hey, 665, 1961, you're in there.
Hey, Jeff, it's Fly Mike from South Carolina. How are you, sir?
Hey, good, my man. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
We got two South Carolinas.
Yeah, and I know the other South Carolina, and he's a straight shooter. To the gentleman in Chicago, may I just say, with all due respect, he paints a pretty gloomy picture for black folks in America, and I'm sorry, but the black folks are not at the bottom of the economic scale. It's the disabled that are at the economic bottom. In the United States, even during good times, over 90% of the disabled people are unemployed. And I know a lot of very, very successful black businessmen. And I had a friend who told me a long time ago, being a disabled person myself, he told me, he said, if one person can do it, it's proof that any of us could do it. And he was black businessman.
But, you know, let me say this to you.
Sure.
I think the disabled may not get what they deserve, but they have more heart to go try for what they want. When I say that, the people who are disabled, the people who are handicapped in America, they have more heart to go to work at your, even if they can't do the work, they got the drive to go to work. They've got the heart to do stuff, but even if they can't do it. The problem is we have African Americans who are able-bodied persons who do not even have the heart and the mind to go and become free and to get what they deserve, and they want to take everything that someone else is working for instead of working for themselves.
See, I won't make that statement because I don't want to be called the R word, okay? And, you know, that's what would happen. Now, you can get away with that, Miss Tracy. You can get away with that. I cannot get away with that, even though being blind, like the whole color thing, makes no sense to me anyway. Okay, but
Listen, Mike, hold on. Let me take a break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795. Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition.
Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Bubba Burger is America's number one burger. Gluten-free, all-natural, and never any fillers or preservatives. Bubba Burger is always the quality you can trust. Great for your 4th of July parties. Find them today in your local grocer's freezer. You'll never bite a burger better than a Bubba.
Fit Family. Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you. With your own personal trainer, each client at Fit Family in Austintown receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Well, why don't we go to the doctor? My uncle called. Speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He called everyone. He even called my daughter Tierra, because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Visit StrokesNoJoke.org, brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
America's best talk. This is News Talk 600.
We're back with Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll free 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at TracyAndFriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
Avoid the rush and listen to us. Tune in to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, weekdays noon to 3 on News Talk 600. We cover the local and national issues that affect you and your community. Get talking to Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
That was not Tracy and Friends.
That was my voice.
Oh, that wasn't Tracy and Friends. Hey, you're listening to Tracy. And we've got Mike, South Carolina, and Chicago on the line. You got Jeff here in the air chair, and I'm sitting on the other side kicking it. I'm enjoying the side. I'm getting used to this over here. I am. And we were talking about Blind Mike from South Carolina called in. He's going to be a guest with me in a couple weeks, and I'm looking forward to talking with him because he is the first blind person, I think, to ever go to school.
To ever go to school? What do you mean?
Public school.
Really? No.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, Jeff, I was the first blind child allowed to go to public school.
You mean in South Carolina?
No, down in Connecticut, which was the most educated, richest state in the Union, and they had attitude about blind folks 50-some-odd years ago when I went to public school.
We had blind kids in school where I went to school.
That's 50 years ago, Jeff. How long have you been out of school, sweetie?
Not 50 years.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, there you go.
Ah!
Somebody had to be first.
He just sounds like, I apologize. I apologize.
Blind Mike just sounds like he's a teenager.
Yeah, you sounded kind of young, and I wasn't getting it.
Bless you, Tracy. Bless you. Bless you. You should be working for the UN. We'd be at peace all over the world.
Well, no, we would all be in trouble because I would be like that man over in Africa. But I said this before I went to break, and Mike, I'll let you back in. But
sure.
I said this to Mike, and I want to reiterate it. African Americans have the freedoms and the rights to overcome all obstacles that they choose to overcome if they're willing to work at them. People that are handicapped, they have more heart to overcome their obstacles, to run with prosthesis, to go to school when they're blind, to go to work when they can't work, to put stuff, to put widgets together when the widgets are wrong, to go to Goodwill and to do, even though they don't get taken they get taken advantage of and they don't get taken care of when they go, than we do. And it's a shame that I can say that. And, yeah, I know white America can't say it and black America will be mad, but it is the truth. And it is time for us to take responsibility for our freedoms, whether we like it or not. And, yes, it's going to be tough and it's going to be hard, and no one is going to give you anything. You've got to go take it for yourself. But you can go get it if you go take it.
I don't want nobody to give me nothing.
Open up the door.
I'll get it myself.
Well, I'll get it myself. Go ahead on Blind Mike.
Yeah. Well, you know, Tracy, I will take issue with you with all due respect, my sister, because and folks out there, no, Tracy really isn't my sister other than in Christ. Okay. Well, I can't say that on the radio, can I, Tracy? That's one of
what
those words
you
can't use on the radio. You can't talk anything holy.
Who said? Guess what? I just got put off.
So, but here's what I would say to you about that. Actually, disabled folks, they're in two camps, okay? And then there's the minority of them that will go and make their own life and realize that it's up to them. There's the ones whose parents nurture them to the point where they make them professional disabled people, never understanding the day would come that those parents would be 80, 85 years old, couldn't even take care of themselves, and here they got a 65-year-old child then that then becomes the ward of the state. I was thinking of the blind community from my own personal experience. And then there's the other ones whose parents give them an attitude that somehow or another, I don't own my blindness, and I'm your problem, and you owe me. And that's what holds back a lot of the disabled community. Now, our role models in the disabled community, and with the 4th of July coming up, maybe this is something that needs to be said, tend to be the veterans who overcome their disabilities. And those kind of people who, you know, and some of the young kids who go out there and against all odds overcome their disabilities. But in our society, it is perfectly legal to pay disabled people 50 cents or a dollar an hour for work. And pat yourself on the back saying, well, we're doing great charitable things here. We've got them working at a job shop somewhere, and they're making a dollar an hour. Man, they can buy a lot of spaghetti with that, or they can, you know, get themselves some trinkets at the end of a month of work and stuff. But see, I don't want to divide. And again, that's what I really think is wrong with everything. It's not about black, Asian, red. It's not about white. It's not about disabled. This is our America. And I can honestly say with an honest heart, no matter who I'm talking to, y'all look alike to me. And because it's about what the individual does. And Tracy, when we get together here in a few days, a week or so, I really want to talk about the empowerment side. We are, and with 4th of July coming up, there's a discourse that I'm known for called the Independent American. And we've got independence. And here's the question. What are you doing for you with your independence? That's the challenge I make to anybody that I'm talking to. I know we're losing rights.
You realize the problem with America right now is we are not independent. We are raising a generation of dependents.
Yes.
The whole problem that we have right now is that we are raising a generation of dependents. And so instead of us being the independent nation, we want dependents. And as a matter of fact, when you look at the coddling of the handicapped and the coddling of the poor and the coddling of the underserved, what we're getting is a nation that is used to being dependent on someone else, and they don't realize one day the whole nation is going to you're going to have to stand on your own two feet, and you won't be able to, just like the disabled person when their parents turn 90.
Yeah. And what's happening is us baby boomers Jeff, I don't know if you're old enough to be a baby boomer. Tracy, I think you're a little too young. Oh, he's a boomer? Okay.
Thank you.
I'm
a little too young for be a
don't
baby
believe that.
Boomer.
He's a boomer. I'm not a boomer.
I'm 33.
Okay. You would have been born by 1964 to be a baby boomer. Okay.
Okay, if I was born on the last day in 1964, does that count as a baby boomer?
No, I think it had to be by April 8th or something. You missed it, Tracy.
Oh, then I missed it.
You didn't catch that train. You missed that train. Yeah. But the point is that we seem to be like the last generation of Americans that remember what self-reliance was all about and how we were taught and how things were before this destructive agenda. And it is a destructive agenda. I agree with you, Tracy. You know, we are all they're trying to dumb us down to cattle where we go to the trough to get fed and they fill the trough and they tell us how much we're going to eat and when we're going to eat and everything. And I have just fought against that all my life because it doesn't go anywhere. I was raised poor, in an inner-city housing project. My dad abandoned us when we were little kids. My mother was an immigrant to this country. And basically what we saw was just a lot of poverty around us, black and white. I mean, you know, we were just all neighbors. That was the one thing. See, we didn't divide ourselves in racial groups or anything. And then the project, we all had one commonality. We were all poor. And I became fascinated with wealth. How do people get wealthy in America? And I went on a 40-plus year study, and I found three things that all wealthy people do that people who are poor do not do.
And what is that?
And the first thing is, and I was hoping to talk about this in depth on your show, you know,
we'll down
do that the road
then, but don't go too far because it's open mic and I've got another call
yeah.
coming in.
So okay, well, then why do you, you know, but basically the first thing that everybody who succeeds at anything does, they embrace. They don't merely accept, they don't tolerate, they embrace the concept that they are in charge of their own life.
But again, let me pull up my local call
and
you're going to be on with me in a couple of weeks, and so we'll do that then because that's
yeah.
a conversation that I want to have on a slow day, and we've got only in about 25 minutes before we're at the end of our day today. Local
wow.
call, your mic is on.
Hey, Tracy, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay. It's hot. Hey, I just want to come in real quick and you know, I have a real strong heart for the disabled veterans, and this 4th of July, I really hope that people, you know, that they look at that flag and they celebrate in mind what we're really celebrating on the 4th of July other than just picking some hot dogs and going swimming. You know, there's a meaning behind all of this. My dad was in two wars. He was in Korean War and World War II, and he was a sergeant. And I'm proud to say that General MacArthur had pinned my dad. And, you know, he has told me a lot of stories about it. I don't know. I was sitting at a red light. I'm driving right now, and I seen a car sit next to me, and the guy had on the back of his car, he was a disabled veteran, and I just honked the horn and rolled down the window, and I said, you know, thank you. Thank you for being there, and God bless you. And the look on this guy's face was, it just said it all. Like, probably nobody maybe even ever said it to him, you know? He called me ma'am. He was just so nice. You know, he was yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. And I thought, wow, you know, I can't imagine what the man's been through. But he still had that installed in him where he was just so respectful, you know. And that really touched me. It really did.
I just read an article in reference to vets, and I want to probably do this a little bit later on, but that it said that how many forms that they make veterans fill out before they can get benefits. I mean, the way we if you want to talk about people who are underserved in America.
I know.
I was watching something on CNN, and they were talking about the people who have served over in Afghanistan when they come back, and they were taking pictures of their families being so glad to see them home. But, you know, it's really great when they come home and everything is good the first time you see them. But what happens is the people that left and those men that go overseas into combat, they're not the same men that come back from combat.
No, they're not. It breaks my heart.
And we don't understand, one, they're not the same men, but two, you know, we don't give them the infrastructure and the support that they deserve for making sure that the freedoms that we have in this country remain.
And shame on us. And I think it was on your show last week, because you're the only show I listened to, but a mother had called in, or maybe it was a talk show, I don't know, but a mother had called in and said her son was in Afghanistan. He ended up committing suicide, Stacey.
Oh.
But he kept writing to whoever he needed to write to over there, getting on the list. He was on the list for 9 stinking months. I need help. I need to see a psychiatrist. And he kept writing home and telling his mom this. Tracy, they never got to him, and he killed himself.
So what? 230-something days before, 280-something days before they get just an evaluation that they need help.
That's a year.
Almost a year.
It's awful.
So why do we allow it as American citizens? Going back to, you've got a president on a $100 million vacation. And I'm not picking on President Obama on the $100 million because he's not the only one to do it. Because
uh-huh.
Secret Service went with George Bush over there, too. For the incidental summit.
Okay. On my heart, I think I want to Well, I do know I want to. I'm going to take some time, and I'm going to call the veteran's office, and I would like to volunteer. Just give these men some of my time, I don't care if I got to read them a book.
And see, I appreciate the volunteer. Don't get me wrong. I appreciate the volunteer. I appreciate all that. My question is the bureaucracy, and if you can crunch that much data on the American citizens in the name of national security, you ought to be able to get all those files that you have on those veterans, get them digitized, and get them processed before the end of the day. And if you got to privatize it, whatever you have to do to make it happen, you ought to be able to do it. Tell me why they will not make it a priority.
And it should be. We're making things a priority, like letting the gay, things pass and celebrating and having whatever.
What I'm saying.
These are our guys.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, we're prioritizing a whole lot of stuff that's not a priority. But those things that should be a priority, it's no longer a priority to us. And I don't know why we're not saying anything about it.
Because everybody's tripping. Nobody wants to get involved. Oh, they pass it on to the next person. Well, baloney. It starts with people like you and me. And then people are listening. You know what I mean? Write some letters. People need to call. They need to... I can't imagine what these guys see over there.
I can't imagine how they feel when they come back home. Can you imagine what a wife feels like when you send your husband over there? He's one man, and when he comes back, he's something totally different.
No. And my dad has told me enough stories. And I remember... My daughter's 25, but I remember when I got pregnant, he prayed for a girl. I'm like, Dad, don't you want a grandson? He goes, no, I don't want that kid going to war. You know,
crazy.
And that was just like, wow. It just resonated in me.
Yes, South Carolina?
No, I'm going to give you a quick revelation on something. You know, it's almost as if they're trying to handicap the military services, because I know, you know, and actually Mike and I were talking about this, you know, just a couple of days ago, how they have even politicized boot camp to the point those guys in boot camp have what they call stress cards. When they feel the drill instructor is stressing them out too much, they give them this card and they can take a break, you know, from the rigors of boot camp. That's the craziest thing I've ever seen. I honestly think that has a big part in why we're seeing so much PTSD nowadays. If they would let the military train in boot camp the way they need to train, especially in a wartime situation, then I don't think we'd have the kind of post-traumatic stress that we're looking at coming back home from Iraq and other countries.
South Carolina, if you really want to know what I really think, if we would let kids be kids and chastise them, teach them parameters and limits, but let them go through the process of growing up with the bullies and the hazing and all that kind of stuff, because it does shape you whether you like it or not.
Uh-huh.
See, if you don't understand that the bullying that you get when you're a kid, it doesn't stop when you're an adult. Try running for office.
Try to be a black woman running for office.
As a Republican.
As a Republican. Yeah, I forgot that other handicap to throw in there.
Try going against the grain. And if you think it's tough out there and they call you names and they talk about your family and all that kind of stuff, if you can't handle it, you know, and you got to be coddled all this time, then you ought to be cool. Grow up.
People don't understand the dynamic that happens within politics and a lot of things. I'm going to tell you one thing. You know, when you look at what the unions do to people, that's bullying.
Uh-huh.
It's nothing but bullying. It's very sophisticated bullying.
Uh-huh.
Because and all jobs are not created equal. So you cannot make sure everybody has the same pay all the time for the same job. But you have a union and you get everybody, whether they're idiot or not, getting the same money.
Uh-huh.
And it's frustrating.
Uh-huh.
And all it is they hold you over a barrel. And that's why the government, cost of government goes up, because they're all, under a union rule, and the unions dictate who gets the raise when.
Well, no, wait a minute. Right now, inside of your football game. Huh? Go ahead.
My cell phone's breaking up, and I'm driving. So God bless all of you.
We love you. God bless you.
Fourth of July. Okay. Love you guys.
Okay,
bye-bye.
You too.
You have to realize you have... you have children who don't lose football games now.
Yeah, and a lot of you're not allowed to lose and know what it is to be defeated, because they're preparing you for the government to have to take you over, because your psyche, you're going to be so doggone delicate. You know, what they don't let you read any conservative books in boot camp now in your spare time.
You can't say that you can't have a prayer in the, and what are you talking about? Who else is in there?
We got Chicago came back up.
You can't even say a prayer.
Chicago, you're back in.
What do we expect?
Well, if you look at the history, you look at the Vietnam veterans, some of them are homeless. So the government should make sure veterans are financially taken care of, and mental problems or something, they should make sure that is taken care of also. But they shouldn't be homeless, and they shouldn't be struggling either, and they should get paid more money being in the military.
So I'm gonna tell you this, and this goes back to something that might be spiritual. They were the worst treated of our veterans ever.
To the Vietnam War?
Vietnam veterans. Nobody got the denigrated treatment that they got. And the situation was this, from something I understood, because there was so many mental problems. I don't know whether we had had so many years of having no war that we couldn't get to it, or it really came down to that the priest of one of the religions that they had cursed the American GI, which means they released spirits on them. And if you can do those type of things, you know, I know that's far-fetched for some people to get to, but think about something like that. If a person doesn't know that he doesn't have to deal with something like that, he's going to have to deal with a lot of things mentally.
What you have to understand, even when they came back here, Agent Orange is real.
I know.
They would not acknowledge it until recently.
Yeah. I worked with the division that did
there
that.
There are men who served in the Vietnam. They talk about it's called Mud Rat or something. They were inside of trenches over in Vietnam. And those guys, they still will not give benefits to. They're still fighting for their benefits to this day.
Those that are alive.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I know.
So why is it that we are allowing it to happen?
We allow it to happen because it's political.
What's political?
Well, it's a political thing. They're not gonna pay that money out to those people if they can get away with it, which is wrong. And that's one of the negatives of our government that they're going to pay for.
So why, Tracy?
May I offer a suggestion?
Yes.
I hate to go here, but it is the obvious. And again, I'm pro-capitalism, but I'm going to tell you something. All those industries that supply that Agent Orange and everything else and made billions of dollars, they would be next in line for the civil lawsuits if they ever admitted that it was dangerous. And it goes beyond helping the veterans to all those big corporations protecting their profits.
Ah, so it goes back to money.
All the time.
South Carolina's making all that noise, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
I don't know if he's...
I think it's him.
Him or Chicago. No, we can't have that over the air.
That's
South.
That was South.
Yeah.
And I agree with you. I agree with you wholeheartedly on what it is. The question is, when do we start rising up and saying no more? It's not right. And why are we not changing our systems? We know that there are people who are on SSI that shouldn't be there and people that need to be on there that can't get on.
Mm-hmm.
We know there are people. We have the technology today to make sure people can buy what they need to eat,
mm-hmm.
and get toilet paper, but not buy Red Bull.
Yeah, or like in New York State, go to strip clubs and stuff with their welfare debit cards.
Yeah,
Yeah. We know there is no way that you should be at a casino.
Yeah.
Pulling money out.
These last $2 ain't gonna lose.
I'm just got issues. I do.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why the American people, they have dumbed us down so much as we walk into Independence Day that we will not do something about it.
Yeah. Are you going to have an Independence Day celebration there in Youngstown? Do you have a
all
parade
over.
And all that? Do they still do all that?
We still march in the parade. They're making me.
They're making you?
Yeah. They're making me
march. Why you got to march?
Because
you're a newfound position?
Yeah, I'm newfound. They're making me march in the parade. So I will be marching in the Austintown, I think, Austintown and Campbell parade. Do we have a Youngstown?
I don't know this year. I'm lost on that. I wasn't. You know, I'm busy, and so I didn't get into who had parade.
Are you playing on the 4th of July?
No, not this year. Not this year. We usually do, but we're not playing this year.
You're not playing this year?
On the 4th, no. We got the weekend, but we play tonight.
What are you playing tonight?
We play at the fireplace tonight, and we play at the fireplace Friday night.
So if I come out, will you let me sing?
Yes.
So you're not, you know, wait a minute, are you going to let me sing?
I just bought a brand new mic stand.
Okay,
you can set it my mic stand and sing.
You're going to let me sing,
mm-hmm.
And you're not going to call me up while I'm eating?
I'm done. I can't promise you that.
No,
you have to make that on your own now. You gotta be ready.
You wait for
when
me.
When an opportunity knocks, you have to answer the door.
But you wait for me to start
eating. No. We can't do it like that. We have to make sure. No, I'm not going to look at you. I'm not even going to look at you. In fact, don't come outside because we're going to be outside under the thing at the fireplace in Poland, Ohio. Okay, you guys that live in the area, come on down 7 to 10 tonight for the patio party out of the fireplace.
My question is.
Okay. And hang out with me and my guys and you'll have some fun.
But I can sing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I told you I bought a brand new mic stand.
And you're going to sing something I know.
It goes up and down automatically and even comes towards you, or you can push it away.
I'm not looking for the mic stand that you're testing out that the mic's not on.
Mic is on it. That's my mic is always hot. I'm the lead singer. You got to have it.
Then you, no.
All you got to do
okay.
is come and say.
South Carolina, you hear this, right?
I'm here. I'm here, Jeff.
Yep.
I'm here.
You hear this, right?
Mm-hmm. That's all you have to do.
South Carolina.
Yep.
You hear what he said? Tune in tomorrow so I can tell you that I went out there and they was like, no, the mic is broke.
Tracy, would I do such a thing to you?
Absolutely.
Oh, come on. I'm just so...
Well, Tracy, if that microphone
yes?
turns out to be broke, you know what Jeff will do. He'll blame it on the White House.
I'm gonna ask him if he'll buy me a microphone.
No, he's in.
You want to be on the
Obama phone?
You want to be an Obama microphone?
I want
an
Obama phone.
My friend,
to sing through.
Never mind the Obama phone. I want one of those Obama drones to protect my property.
There you go.
I want an Obama drone.
You don't want an Obama drone.
I do. I want a small one.
My property, yeah.
You will never get one.
I know, but I'm putting it on the list for Santa Claus to bring me one.
Let me know how that works out for you, okay?
Me too.
Yeah, right up there with me seeing again.
Hey.
Now we know that you can see again.
You can see again. When did you lose your sight, by the way?
I was born legally blind, Jeff, and
uh-huh.
shortly after that it just began to go downhill from there, so.
Okay, well, you know, and they say that it's the nerve and nothing else
yeah.
they can do right now.
Yeah, there's some new technology and new science, but
mm-hmm.
You know, I've been this way for all my life until now, and I'm in no hurry. And you know what? Since I never had it, I don't feel like I was cheated. My heart goes out to the guy who all of a sudden saw an explosion and lost his eyes. You know, who had it for 25 years.
Or yeah,
something.
Yeah,
they
yeah,
got
yeah,
something
yeah.
taken away. I never had it taken away. I do have, you know, legally blind means that you can see something because 85% of the blind community see something. They see light or gray or shadows. Only 15% are really blind. Those are people with no eyes or no optic nerve, you know.
I have
and
a friend who
fortunate.
Has no eyes at all, and
yeah.
he was born that way. And
yeah.
he just graduated with his master's out of.
Well, blind Tom won't listen to us now, huh?
Yeah, he'll listen.
He listens.
He still listens.
Okay.
But he just graduated with his master's from University of Georgia
uh-huh.
in music in I think psychology.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And he's dealing with handicapped people and overcoming obstacles.
Yeah. And that's
but
good
he
work.
He has no eyeballs. He's completely blind. He had no sight from birth.
Yeah. See, and I had the blessing that when I was younger, if it was bright enough, and it was a vibrant color like yellow or red, I could see it. You know, I could see it. I couldn't tell you what it was, but I could see
yeah.
it. And because of gotcha. That, I've got some really beautiful memories of the sunsets.
Oh, wow. Well,
I will say this. I lost my sight for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Wow.
Remember my one eye?
Yeah.
And I will say this. I never knew how much I used my eyes until I could not see.
Yeah, this is true.
Not cute. So I'm grateful every day
is all
that I wake up.
Is all disabilities go, the surveys show that that's what being blind is what most people fear the most, other than dying. They fear being blind. And to
yeah,
me, it's a big deal.
Yeah, I understand. I understand that. We'll definitely be praying for you, though.
He's coming on with me in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
He is
yeah,
a carpenter. Now,
that's
I want y'all, I can't wait to talk to you about this, because I have two eyes,
mm-hmm.
and I got my sight back, and I can see.
Mm-hmm.
And I've used a hammer and a nail,
mm-hmm.
and I've hit my thumb, and it was not cute.
No, I still hit my thumb now and then, but I've just learned a few more words
then.
To help me get through it. That's all.
Well, we're going to play that the carpenter that heals the blind will heal you. That's where we're going to go
absolutely.
With that.
Hey, listen, I want everybody to become my friend on Facebook and follow me on Twitter.
Okay.
You can find me at Tracy and Friends on Facebook, or you can find me at Tracy Winbush on Twitter, and begin to follow me and, you know, hashtag and tell your friends and family that we're out there. They can listen online if you can't get us terrestrially. I know sometimes the signal is to Tracy. The signal is really, really bad, and I know it, and we can't change it. So since we can't change it,
mm-hmm.
please listen to us online and tell your friends and family that they can follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and we will always remind them that we're on.
Yeah.
Tracy. How does somebody email you or Jeff? How do you do that? Is there a way to
you
do
can,
that, or do you not put that out on the air?
Well, yeah, absolutely. You can email me at tracywinbush@gmail.com, or you can tracy@tracyandfriends.com.
Mm-hmm.
Tracy always has an E.
Okay, yes, that I know. Yeah,
and
okay.
You can get me
mm-hmm.
at
Jeff.
Wow.
At tracyandfriends.com. So act right.
Jeff@tracyandfriends.com.
It's a little act
okay.
right. Say, at Say, Jeff, say, if I act right.
If I act right.
If you act right.
Act.
Act.
Oh,
act.
Man, you getting killed on my phone.
Oh.
Somebody said, don't
oh,
let us sing. Don't do it. No. They shook their head and everything, man. I can't believe this.
That's wrong.
This is one of your boys,
oh,
too.
So
I
got
that
wrong. Incorrect. That is so politically incorrect to go down there. Okay, then I have to, if Tracy's going to get on you, Jeff, for that, then I got to ask Tracy, is it okay for me to ask a question?
Yes.
No. See, I said act right, not ask right.
Yes, I understand.
Yeah.
I understand.
No, not ask the question, but act right.
Act so. Right, A, you know.
I don't know what act right. Act right,
act right is A-C-K.
Act right.
Act.
But it's never
or
act.
Or you acting up.
No, or acting up.
Acting up.
But you can never say ask a question.
Ask a question.
You can never ask
yeah.
a question.
You got to ask questions.
No, you have to ask.
You'll never know anything if you don't ask questions.
No. Not ask questions.
And
ask
not only that,
questions.
You better go to the library and find it up. Look it up.
The library?
Library.
No, you don't library.
You, oh,
what'd you say?
Oh, we're going to have fun. We're going to have
and
fun.
And whatever you do, never go.
Well, you know what? Now, Tracy, why y'all make it fun?
Now, you got to take diction lessons from South Carolina. He speaks the Queen's English.
You better mind your own business.
No, that's business.
You better,
not business.
So you better mind your
no,
own business.
No, Jeff, and listen, now, don't mess up. Don't mess it up. Do not mess this up.
Am I teaching it wrong?
Do not mess this up. Do you understand?
No.
My mother gets so upset when I use broken English.
Oh, my God.
I can be a
my
50-
mother been gone since 94. And I'm still scared that if I use the wrong words in there, I might get smacked.
Listen, if I start acting up too bad, I'm
acting
in trouble.
Up. Oh, that is funny. That is funny. You guys are making me miss my mother. My mother came to this country speaking six languages, learned English as her seventh so she could become a citizen, and she spoke with an accent. And when I hear people with accents, oh, my heart cries. Because it's like,
I
know all about them. Where they're from, tell me about your life and everything else. So you see, I don't you know, that whole thing, because there is a, there is an African American dialect in this country, and there is certain words,
yeah.
that, you know, and to deny it is to be a fool, you know. But
listen,
but it,
you got it, Mike. We're done.
Yeah.
Say goodbye. You're
goodbye.
Listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. God bless you. We'll see you on tomorrow, and have a good afternoon.
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends.